ready to tackle the tough stuff? To go the distance to make a difference? Then we have a place where you belong. Join us at PeaceCorps.gov.
So they moved up here to Eastlake in 2003. Foul tip in and out of the glove of Bender, 1-2. So they have played in this ballpark since they have been in Eastlake, and there have been tons of professional teams and affiliated minor league teams that have played in the state of Ohio. Of course, the Akron Rubber Ducks are not too far away. The AA affiliate of the Guardians off the end of the bat foul. You also have the Columbus Clippers. That's the AAA Guardians affiliate. Everybody except Lynchburg, the Hillcats in single A, is in the state of Ohio. The 1-2. Ground ball foul past first. But anytime you have an 18-mile gap between the parent club and the ballpark down the road, that's probably who their affiliate's going to be. Another foul wasted by Tolentino out of play toward third. It's just hard to imagine them being affiliated with anybody else being within such close proximity to Progressive Field. 1-2 again. Fastball swung on and lifted to left field. Drifting a bit. Dunn is cruising back. He's still backpedaling onto the warning track to make the catch two steps shy of the wall. And so that ball carried with the wind blowing out. Something to keep in mind later in the ballgame. Captains score a run for the first time today. A solo blast by Juan Brito. They trail 3-1 on the Tin Caps Radio Network.
It's the people behind the jobs that make our businesses work. Paying them on time is one of the most important things you can do. Horizon Payroll is a solutions-oriented company. Is your business seasonal, or do you run a small to mid-sized company? We have the flexibility to tailor our payroll and HR solutions to your needs. At Horizon, we stand behind you. Horizon Payroll, a proud sponsor of Fort Wayne Tin Caps Baseball.
In Indiana, we do things based on Midwest values. We work hard. We respect others. We take pride in what we do. We do the right thing. Those values shape the way Indiana Farmers Insurance does business. So when it comes to protecting your car, home, farm, or business, choose the company Hoosiers have counted on for more than 140 years. Choose Indiana Farmers Insurance. Visit IndianaFarmers.com to find an agent near you.
It's time to think golf. And when you think golf in Northeast Indiana, think Noble Hawk Golf Links in Kendallville. The game of golf is all about good times with special people, and that's why our staff is always so friendly and excited to see you. Join us this season and take advantage of our new and reduced golf fees. We are sure to have a price that's just right for you. For details on everything that is happening at Noble Hawk, visit NobleHawk.com or give us a call at 349-0900. Noble Hawk, nice people here for you.
The Caps are on 1380 The Fan and 100.9 FM.
Top of the fourth inning here in Eastlake. The Tin Caps lead 3-1 in the final game of this six-game series. Tin Caps Baseball is brought to you in part by Meijer. Book your next birthday party at Parkview Field this season. Birthday packages include game tickets, a team autographed baseball, a baseball, cupcakes from the Meijer Bakery, and more. Colton Bender hits one on the ground to short on the first pitch, and he's retired by Tolentino. One pitch and one out for Ryan Webb to start the fourth inning. You can get details on more about booking your next birthday party at tincaps.com. It's brought to you by Meijer. Ball one up and away to Kervin Pichardo, the starting second baseman for Fort Wayne today. Boys, the sun comes out. It has warmed up a bit since first pitch. Inside corner for a called strike. Not that it was cool before the game today. It was humid when I stepped out of the hotel room very early this morning. You could feel the humidity, and it was good enough for short sleeves right there. Down and inside for ball two, and that's been an uncharacteristic trait so far this week. Each one of our games, save for the first game yesterday, has started in the 50s. Closing in on the 70-degree mark today for the state game. High for ball three. You know, we started two of these games are de facto day games in this series with the 4 o'clock, make it the 4:30 start on Thursday for that doubleheader and the 5 o'clock start yesterday. 3-1 is high for ball four. Kervin Pichardo is able to walk with one out. And the fourth free pass issued. Now that's now the fifth free pass issued by Ryan Webb today. Pardon me.
Now batting number 24, Justin Parker.
He's a bit surprising. He's walked five guys today. He had walked 9 in 20 innings coming in so far this year. But his walk rate was relatively high with Lynchburg last year. Out of the bullpen. There's a foul back out of the way by Justin Farmer. Mentioning that Webb had surgery in his senior year of college at Georgia. He only made 5 starts prior to having surgery. Frustrating end to his college career for him. Inside for ball one to Farmer. But he has given up a 3-run homer, and that's the difference so far. Castagnon's bomb in the top of the first. The 1-1. Swinging a pop-up right side of the infield. Foul ground. Bartlett gives chase. It drifts back toward the field of play, and he makes a diving catch in foul territory. Boy, the wind really pushed that back toward fair territory. He reached the dugout, found it, and then started playing his way back toward the first base line and hauled it in on the grass. He's got that long frame and reach to retire Farmer. Back to the top of the order for Jacob Marcy for the third time. And the first pitch strike on the outside third. Marcy at Central Michigan in college. 3 years there as a chip. Strike one. Ground ball sharply hit to first on the first hop. Gloved by Bartlett. Marcy only made it 2 steps out of the box before that thing was snagged. And the side is retired. Tin Caps go quietly despite a one-out walk. We go to the bottom of the fourth. Fort Wayne in front of Lake County 3-1 on the Tin Caps Radio Network.
There are many ways to say Miller Lite has more taste and only one more calorie than Michelob Ultra. You could say it with your show choir buddies at your high school reunion.
Miller Lite has more taste and only one more calorie than Michelob Ultra.
However you say it, it's Miller time. Celebrate responsibly. 2021 Miller Brewing Company, Milwaukee, Wisconsin. Beer for 12 fluid ounces. Miller Lite, 96 calories, 3.2 carbs. Michelob Ultra, 95 calories, 2.6 carbs. Taste test performed by Institute for Perception, February 2018.
The best tires, the best service. We are Best One Tire and Service. Best One isn't just in our name, it's who we are. Best One Tire puts over 1 million tires on the road every year. Through our competitive prices and name brand tires, we're delivering the value and service you expect from the best. Best One Tire and Service, proud sponsors of the Fort Wayne Tin Caps with 10 locations in Northeast Indiana. Find one near you at bestonetire.com. Best One Tire and Service, selling tires, serving people.
At Greater Fort Wayne, Inc., we know more jobs and higher wages mean more opportunities for you and your family. So we're working for you, recruiting companies nationwide and helping Allen County businesses thrive. And we're getting results. 5,400 plus new jobs, more than $2 billion in private investment, bold projects to make our community a magnet for high-wage jobs. And we're just getting started. Greater Fort Wayne, Inc. Growing jobs, growing wages, growing the economy. Learn more at gfwgo.com.
From the heart of downtown Fort Wayne to across the heartland, this is Tin Caps Baseball. Caps on.
Back here at Classic Park for the Captain Fourth. The Tin Caps leading 3-1. Trying for a series win here today in Eastlake. Jorge Burgos watches strike one at the bottom of the knees by Ryan Burgert, who started to find the zone a little more consistently as of late. That pitch is over but low. Ball one to him. Did not walk a batter in the third after two walks in the first and one more in the second. Leadoff walks in the first two innings. 1-1, a liner to second base. It's stabbed by Pichardo for the first out right at the back of the infield dirt. That was hard hit by Burgos, but he's robbed of a single at least. Here, that struck well off the bat. Sound careened well inside this ballpark. Will Bartlett sees strike one into the glove, a curveball. This is a nice ballpark to catch a game, really. A lot of good vantage points. Pitches high. The ballpark has shown some signs of weathering, being 20 years old, but again, there's a lot to like here. The 1-1. Down and away for ball two. It is rather intimate. And again, I love the seats down the lines that point right back toward home plate rather than just fanning out, showing up down the field. 2-1 is just away for ball three. Berger thought he had a strike for sure. Charlie Welling disagreed, and that's the only opinion that matters. Now Berger behind 3-1 against Bartlett, and he loses him on a pitch outside. The fourth walk now by Berger. 9 walks in the game.
Setting it now, number 13, Jordy Spelman.
Yordiz Valdez is the hitter. Strike one on the outside corner. Again, Valdez was hitting .329 coming into today. One of the best in the league. With power as well. 5 doubles and 2 homers. Just low for ball one. Lefty hitter, not a huge frame on him. 5'10", 170 from Cuba. The 1-1, ripped foul. And that finds its way into the first row of seats, just past where the netting stops, on top of the captain's dugout. Berger sets at the belt, the 1-2. Nicked back to the netting, back behind the plate. And Valdez stays alive. He's a switch hitter, batting from the left side today against the righty Berger. The next pitch, a fastball just off the plate, 2-2. Nice eye there by Valdez. Mikael Ramirez waits on deck for Lake County. As Berger steps off quickly, Valdez is still ready in the box. Here's the 2-2. Fastball rides in, and now a full count to Valdez.
Let's go, Captain!
Berger is approaching 80 pitches. Neither guy has been around the zone consistently today. Payoff pitch. Low for ball four, and Berger walks another one. 5 walks now for each starting pitcher in this game. Have to imagine that's going to start triggering some action down in the Tin Caps bullpen. And I think Colton Bender is realizing that as well. Now Carlos Chavez makes a trip out there. I wonder if he's going to get the fresh 30 seconds here. Because Bender used, or I wonder if they're going to charge him with 2 mound visits, because Bender used up the first 30 seconds. Now Chavez is out there speaking with Ryan Berger.
Jason, yes, would you like something for Pirate Foodie?
Ooh.
I can give you some guys to be, so what do you want from Pirate Foodie?
So Chavez returns to the dugout.
Perhaps some ice cream? I'll take some ice cream. Doug wants to get it salty ice cream. Make that happen. 100%. Hey, speaking of ice cream, here's today's Velvet Ice Cream batter, number 7, Mikael Ramirez.
There's Mikael Ramirez, the catcher, with 2 on now and 1 out. And the first pitch from Burgert, an off-speed pitch down and outside. Again, Burgert had not walked more than three, in any of his last 5 starts. His walk rate was decently low last year. That's a called strike. 42 walks in 103 innings last year. But his walk rate has been higher this year so far, the 1-1. Little grounder toward third, charging in Castagnon, fields it belt high, throws on the run, sidearm to first, and gets Ramirez by a step. Both runners advance 90 feet. Now 2 out and 2 in scoring position for Lake County as the 9-hitter Christian Cairo steps in. Strike 1 to Cairo. Well, that's a huge lead out there and a big secondary by Valdez, who's way off the bag at second. Anything to the outfield here is likely going to tie the game with Valdez's speed. Breaking pitch outside for ball 1. Be interesting to see who the Tin Caps end up using out of the bullpen first today. The next pitch, elevated fastball, Cairo lays off. Well, the big drum that's somewhere that I can't see, it's got to be up on the concourse or in the top few rows that we can't see from our broadcast perch. 2-1 hit foul at the plate on the ground. But it kind of gives off the old Progressive Field when Cleveland was still the Indians with the big drum. Gives off those kind of vibes. 2-2 count with Cairo at the plate. Late time at the very last second. Burgert for the second time taken out of his delivery. So he steps off the back of the mound. Cairo back into the right-handed box. Closed stance. Two-colored bat. Burgert sets. Delivers. And it's right on the outside corner for a called third strike. A big punch out for Burgert, who has a large contingent in the crowd today. And he finishes off the fourth inning with a strikeout. No runs again for the Captains. They've threatened a lot today, but they trail 3-1 as we go to the fifth on the Tin Caps Radio Network.
In the heart of America, a UTV is being built every day from the ground up. It's a vehicle built with over 75% American-made components, representing everything we stand for as Americans. Courage, strength, perseverance, and sharing life's precious moments together. The UTV you own makes all the difference. It's not just a reflection of what you do, but who you are and what you stand for. It's the UTV that does more, because it stands for more. Landmaster.
Best service, best product.
Before you paint, talk to the paint experts at your local Do It Best Hardware. Their paint team can help you get the right kind of paint and accessories. Painting can be fun, especially when you find the perfect color for your room. Do It Best can color match thousands of colors. So, the only limitation is your imagination. Bring your ideas to your neighborhood Do It Best Hardware and let them help turn your ideas into reality.
Best service, best products.
The Orchard Team Store at Parkview Field is your home for official Fort Wayne Tin Caps gear. The Orchard is the only place where you can find Tin Caps hats, jerseys, shirts, baseball cards, and so much more. All ages, all sizes, brands like Nike, Jordan, and Under Armour. Shop year-round at Parkview Field Monday through Friday, plus on game days. And remember, you can always shop 24/7 online at tincaps.com.
From Parkview Field to across the Midwest, the Tin Caps are right at home on 1380 The Fan and 100.9 FM, Fort Wayne Sports Station.
The number one Padres prospect, Jackson Merrill, starts the offense in the fifth inning for Fort Wayne, leading 3-1 in the last game of this six-game series. And Merrill takes strike one on the outside corner from Ryan Webb, who's back out there for his fifth inning of work. 75 pitches through four. So probably, and assuming no really quick inning, the last inning for him. 0-1 is ripped to the right side and through the hole for a base hit. Past a leaning Bartlett in between he and Brito at first and second, respectively. And Merrill has himself his second hit of the day after a bunt single in the first inning. Going right back into a groove. It kind of took him, he's going through a very similar progression. Started cold to start the season. And then he heated up at the back end of the first homestand before catching a stomach illness in Peoria. Here's a called strike to Castagnon. So he missed most of that series and then was a little cool last week again at Parkview Field coming back. He's knocked some of that rust off and starting to put the ball in play a lot more and turn them into hits. He always has put the ball in play regularly, but he's turned some of these into hits now.
Come on, Lake County, we've got two strikes. Let's go!
A foul out of the ballpark makes it nothing and two to Castagnon, the owner of a three-run homer, the only run so far for Fort Wayne today. But it's enough to have him in the lead. The 0-2. Breaking ball set towards second. This could be two. Picked up easily by Brito. Steps to second himself and throws it to first for a double play. Castagnon retired, so is Merrill, and that makes it a two-out situation for Nathan Martorella with the bases now empty. And a first-pitch strike to Martorella. Both Webb and Burgert have seen their command come and go today. Five walks apiece. 0-1 is low and away to Martorella. Counts even on him now. The next pitch. Swing and a miss, and it's 1-2. Martorella going way up top on the swing and miss. The action continues on both sides in the bullpen. The 1-2. Awkward swing and a miss. And the second strikeout by Martorella today. He's frustrated. And the Tin Caps go down in order for the first time in this game. We're halfway home on this Sunday afternoon. The Tin Caps in front of Lake County. 3-1 on the Tin Caps Radio Network.
Right now, you can get big money for your car at O'Daniel Automotive. They'll buy your used car, truck, SUV, or van, all makes and models, even if you don't buy from them. Sell your car to O'Daniel right now for more. O'Daniel Automotive Group, family owned, selling 9 automotive brands, and focuses on customer satisfaction. Indiana's Dealer of the Year and winner of the Consumer Satisfaction Award at all 5 of their locations. Get your quote now at BigMoneyForCars.com. That's BigMoneyForCars.com.
I already had an associate degree, but I always knew I wanted to earn my bachelor's. Indiana Tech made it possible, even while I was working a full-time job.
Indiana Tech has quality degree programs that help busy working adults advance their careers, and the personalized support that helps them succeed.
I'd tell anyone thinking about college to enroll in Indiana Tech today. I am so thankful I made the choice.
Learn more today about how Indiana Tech can help you build your bright future at online.indianatech.edu.
Dan Patrick at 9 a.m. on 1380 The Fan and 100.9 FM.
It's tough to watch, but we've watched it before. Aaron Rodgers, Geno Smith. If I'm Will Levis, I got to say to my agent, what the hell? Didn't we get any intel? Was there any chance that I was going to be taken in the first round? What happened? Did we get played?
Dan Patrick at 9 a.m. Download the 1380 app. Listen from your smart speaker or log on to 1380thefan.com. Sit back and relax. This is Fort Wayne Tin Caps Baseball.
Bottom of the fifth inning at Classic Auto Group Park in Eastlake, Ohio. Fort Wayne in front of Lake County by a score of 3-1. And the Tin Caps have made a pitching change. That's brought to you by Shaw Law, Fort Wayne's injury attorneys. First pitch to Brito is in for a strike. They will not allow Ryan Burger to face the order for a third time. That pitch glides inside for ball one. Injuries can change your life for the worse with medical bills and lost wages, but Shaw Law gets you the money you deserve after an injury. In the dirt for ball two. It's easy. Call or text 260-ALL-7. Shaw Law, it's easy and free until they win. Nick Twaits is the new arm for Fort Wayne. And that's ball three low. Twaits is the local kid. Grew up coming to Tin Caps games as a young fan. The next pitch inside for ball four, and Twaits walks Brito to start his outing. Brito's on for the third time.
At plate, number six, Jake Fox.
And that brings up Jake Fox, the center fielder. But Twaits, 6'2", 195 pounds. Grew up here in Ohio, closer to the Indiana side. Swing and a miss by Fox. Was committed to Kent State before being picked in the 15th round in 2018. The strike one. Breaking pitch inside, 1-1. Mixes up a four-seam with a cutter, a sweeping slider, and a curveball. That one was the curveball. The set at the belt and the 1-1. Fastball lifted into center field. Now gliding towards right center, Jacob Marcy will play it on his shoulder and makes a one-handed catch for the first out.
Now batting number 39, Joe Lampe.
In steps Joe Lampe. Nick Twaits went to Fort Recovery High School, which is just across the state line from Indiana. Breaking pitch is hooked foul. First base seats. Lampe, a very good hitter, but a struggling day today. Grounded into a double play in the first inning. Grounded out to the first baseman in the third, although it was well struck. That's low for ball one. Lampe destroyed the Tin Caps pitching in the homestand. The 1-1. Popped up, third base side, racing back Castagnon in fair territory. He makes the over-the-shoulder catch for the first out, looking back toward the third base seats. Not an easy play to make there with Lucas Dunn, the left fielder, charging in as well. Now two away as Brito scampers back into first. Milan Tolentino takes ball one outside. And one of the trademarks of Twaits is his super quick ability to work with pace on the bump in relief. The 1-0's inside. You know, typically speaking, before the pitch clock, always seemed like starters had a much better rhythm and quickness to them than relief pitchers. But Twaits checks the box in the category that says works fast on the mound. A low strike, 2-1. He sets at the belt, works from the first base side of the rubber, lifts the leg and drives home, and that pitch grounded toward the first base dugout. That made Junior Sancantine hop out of the way. He's got the day off today. Kind of leaning on the edge of the captain's dugout. 2-2, two out, runner at first, and now Tolentino uses his allotted timeout. Not a huge crowd today, but without question, our most energetic. A lot of kids in attendance today. The 2-2 inside for ball three. He walked Brito to start the inning and then got pop-ups by Fox and Lampy. Thwaites delivers the payoff. Line drive to short. It's dropped by Merrill, but he picks it right back up and throws to first for the out. That was hit hard, and it went right in and out of his glove, but it went straight down at his feet, so he picked it up on the bare hand and chucked it to first in plenty of time to get the opposing shortstop, Tolentino. A leadoff walk, nothing else. We're through five innings of play. Fort Wayne holding a 3-1 lead at Lake County on the TinCaps Radio Network.
PNC Bank is committed to making a difference in the lives of their customers and communities by helping all move forward financially. As a Main Street bank, they try to do right by their customers with every encounter. Their local teams offer personalized financial advice to help guide customers to making the best decision. They're proud to be part of the Fort Wayne community. See how PNC Bank can make a difference for you at PNC.com. PNC Bank, National Association, member FDIC.
Locally based in Fort Wayne, Lawnganics is an official partner of the Tin Caps in Parkview Field. Backed by Visionscapes, Lawnganics has been providing fertilizing services for residential and commercial properties in Northeast Indiana for more than 20 years. Looking for lawn care that's safer for kids and pets, produces healthier lawns, and is better for the environment? Check out Lawnganics, an organic approach to lawn care. To learn more about how to strengthen your lawn from the soil up, visit Lawnganics.com and follow Lawnganics on Facebook and Instagram.
Your business is an important part of you, and you have a vision for what it could be. That's why we're here. At Old National Bank, we're ready to listen to your goals, your dreams, and help you turn them into plans. Because to us, your future is important, and your success is everything. So when you're ready to move forward, talk to Old National, the bank named to the world's most ethical companies list 10 times in a row, and the bank ready to not only hear your vision, but see it through. Member FDIC.
This is Tin Caps Baseball on 1380 The Fan and 100.9 FM.
Back here for the sixth inning at Classic Park, and Lake County has made a pitching change. That's brought to you by Shaw Law, Fort Wayne's injury attorneys. Juan Zapata is the new arm, the right-hander out of the bullpen for Lake County. And Lucas Dunn clobbers one to left field. Forget about it. That clears the bleachers in left center. And Lucas Dunn has hit homers on back-to-back days. That did not take long to greet Juan Zapata, who just joined the roster today shortly before game time. And Dunn was sitting on the 1-0 pitch, and he took it a mile. That cleared the ballpark. 4-1 Tin Caps. Good to see from Lucas Dunn, who had a two-run homer yesterday in his second game of the doubleheader. Seeing the ball well right now, although you always talk about, as Luis sends one in the air to center, circling behind it is Fox, and he makes the catch a couple steps shy of the warning track. Boy, they're putting good wood on Juan Zapata here in this inning. But we've talked about this park being a bit of a bandbox all week, but it is not the case on that home run. Did not matter at all. I mean, it cleared the wall by 30 or 40 feet. I mean, Lucas Dunn just absolutely charged that thing. One of the longest home runs the Tin Caps have hit this year. Bender lays down a bunt third base side. Zapata pops off the mound, gloves it, and makes a strong throw off his back foot to first to get Bender by a half step. That was a very nice athletic play by Zapata. And now there are two out. A lot of first pitch swinging in this inning by the Tin Caps. So five innings in the start for Ryan Webb today. And the lone blemish was that three-run homer given up to Castagnon in the first inning. But he did only give up three hits. Strike one to Marcos Castagnon. Final line for him, five walks, four strikeouts, and three earned runs. Kervin Pichardo sends one back with some serious speed that clears our head by 10 or 12 feet. Thought I might have had a shot at that. Now the 0-2 from Zapata. Fastball high, 1-2. So closing the book on Ryan Webb, who wasn't bad except for the walks. Zapata hits his spot on the 1-2 pitch, but it's outside. And so Pichardo stays alive. Into the wind, and the next pitch, ground and foul. It's off the netting that covers the third base dugout for the Tin Caps. The 2-2 again, grounded right to the same spot. Again, into the Tin Caps dugout off the bounce. The 2-2 to Pichardo. Ground ball sent up the middle, and it's into center for a base hit right over the second base bag. Pichardo, a hard turnaround first, and then slams on the brakes about 20 feet towards second. And Pichardo has a ground ball single. He's on for the third time today. Justin Farmer stands in. Pichardo a big lead from first, now backing up, not going anywhere. Farmer takes ball one outside. Sun is now shining. For the moment, temperature has cracked 70 degrees. Just got a couple raindrops overnight, nothing substantial. The 1-0, grounder foul. I thought we might have to deal with some rain today. The tarp was on last night before we left the ballpark. Did have a rain delay in between games 1 and 2 yesterday. Of the doubleheader that lasted just over an hour. And we got rained out on Tuesday and Wednesday. 1-1 pitch. Cut and a miss by Farmer.
Which section is going to be the longest section of the game?
Time asked for here by Farmer, and he steps out. Tell you what, it's nice to have a little bit of an atmosphere here today. Again, best crowd of the weekend, of the whole week, as a matter of fact. The 1-2 to Farmer. Line drive down the right field line, and it slices foul. Rolls down into the captain's bullpen. Not in use at the present time. Pichardo leads away from first with two out. Tin Caps have added a run to their previous two-run lead, and now Farmer lunges and misses to retire the side. Farmer chucks the equipment, breaks a piece of his batting helmet as he slams it down, and the Tin Caps are done in the sixth. Solo homer by Lucas Dunn in the leadoff spot. The Tin Caps lead 4-1, going to the bottom of the sixth inning on the Tin Caps Radio Network.
Dear baseball fans, elevate your game with Toyota Hybrids. The RAV4 Hybrid hits it out of the park with versatility and adventure. The Camry Hybrid is a stylish playmaker with championship DNA. The Corolla Hybrid is an MVP of value. And the Highlander Hybrid scores a double play with comfort and safety. These Toyota Hybrids step up to the plate and drive it long with impressive MPGs. Visit Toyota.com to learn more or check out your local Toyota dealership today. Toyota, let's go places.
Pella Windows and Doors is a proud supporter of the Fort Wayne Tin Caps. Pella offers fiberglass, wood, and vinyl products, supplying you with the products and expertise needed for your window replacement or new construction projects. Take advantage of their May special, 45% off qualifying installations or 0% off for 48 months, and visit their showroom on Lima Road in Glenbrook Commons, or call to schedule your free consultation. Pella Windows and Doors. Let's bring your window and door visions to life.
There's something about a fresh start with a whole new perspective. Because after everything we've been through together, we're all ready to move forward. Maybe that's the home you've been dreaming about, your next set of wheels, or your first checking account. There are so many things you've been waiting to experience, and today you're invited to start something new. At ProFed Credit Union, you're invited. Federally insured by the NCUA Equal Housing Lender.
The Caps are on 1380 The Fan and 100.9 FM.
Jorge Burgos starts the offense for the Captains with a big swing and a miss against relief pitcher Nick Twaits for the Tin Caps. Both teams have red in their jerseys today on what is now a sunny Sunday. 0-1 low for ball one. Mostly red jerseys for the Captains here on this Sunday with white numbers and white pants. Tin Caps with gray jerseys and pants. Red on the sleeves. 1-1 is off the plate inside. Two balls and a strike. Burgos takes ball three. A walk and a lineout for him today. Nick Twaits relieving Ryan Burgert after four innings in his start. And the wind has shifted now, blowing out to right. It's been all over the place today, but it's blowing pretty good at the moment. Out to right field. Here's a fisted soft serve into right center field for a base hit. Jorge Burgos deposits one in. It's a leadoff single to start the sixth. Brings up Will Bartlett, the first baseman, who has not put a ball in play yet today. A walk and a strikeout. Checks his swing on the first pitch and loops it foul toward the right side. The next. High and away for ball one. Talking about the pace for Twaits, I mean, he just gets the ball, gets on the hill, and rips it. And there's nothing much else to it. The 1-1. Ground ball up the middle, and it gets through the infield. Around second toward third, Burgos. Marcy will hold it. Nobody was covering second on that play. Now there are runners at the corners with nobody out. That was going to be a tough play for Pichardo, who came ranging over and tried to backhand that in front of Merrill. It was going to be a tough play for anybody, and it got through them both. That's the second hit of the inning to start the sixth, and some action here for Lake County against Nick Twaits. Yordiz Valdez takes ball one downstairs. Definitely a guy that is primed to cut into this deficit. Valdez, good hitter for average. 1-0 pulled foul on the ground wide of first. Tin Caps quickly stirring in their bullpen. The 1-1 popped up on the left side of the infield. Merrill's got a beat on it, puts his glove up to shield the sun, and hauls it in shoulder high on the first step of the outfield grass.
Up next, today's Valdez Street batter, number 7, Mikael Ramirez.
It's a big out as Mikael Ramirez digs into the righty box for Lake County. Here's Here's a swing and a pop-up out to the right side. And it drops out of play. Short lead for Bartlett at first. Burgos a little bigger lead at third. The strike one. A fastball narrowly misses the outside corner. Entire field bathing in sunlight on this sunny Sunday. Wind blowing out to right, 70 degrees. Tin Caps in front 4-1 in the bottom of the sixth. There's a breaking ball hit in the air to straightaway center. Marcy cruises over. He's under it. He makes the catch. Burgos tags and scores standing up from third. It's a sack fly for Mikael Ramirez. And it's now 4-2 Fort Wayne in the last of the sixth. The nine-hitter Christian Cairo is the next batter, the third baseman who has struck out twice today. Sees ball one, missed just off the plate. Nice frame job by Bender, but didn't get the call. Tell you one thing about Tin Caps catchers, the framing this year has been good for all three of them. The 1-0, foul tipped into the glove. And that is something that they work on in batting practice at the end of BP. Every day when they're on the road, they get the machine out, and that is definitely a point of emphasis. Twait serves in strike two. Hit softballs out and try to frame low pitches and pull them up, grab them down. 1-2 is outside. No question, that is a big deal for this Tin Caps team, and it has shown up defensively. All three of Fort Wayne catchers have been very nice backstops so far in the 2023 season. The 2-2 from Twaits. Breaking ball hit on a soft line to center. It drops in for a hit. Marcy picks it up off the turf. And the third hit of the inning for Lake County.
And that's number 24-1.
Juan Brito now with runners at first and second. The leadoff man takes a called strike. This is potential trouble here for the Tin Caps. The next pitch, smoke to center, but this is playable for Marcy. He is up underneath it, plays it off to his side, shoulder high, and hauls it in as the side is retired. Lake County settles for one on a sack fly by Mikael Ramirez, and the Tin Caps still lead it 4-2 as we go to the seventh on the Tin Caps Radio Network.
Hey, Tin Caps fans, next time you're at Parkview Field, plan to meet and greet with Johnny Tin Cap during the sixth and seventh inning near the Orchard Team Store located behind home plate. Every game you can find Johnny signing autographs and taking photos with fans. Johnny meet and greets are presented by MHS Indiana, a health insurance provider that's been proudly serving Indiana residents for two decades. MHS, your choice for better health care. Learn more online at MHSIndiana.com.
Autumn Ridge and Cherry Hill Golf Clubs are open to the public. Play two of Northeast Indiana's finest golf courses 7 days a week. Both courses are perfect for company outings, banquets, and wedding receptions. Beautifully manicured and featuring some of the most challenging play in the area, both courses now feature new senior tees. Autumn Ridge's Grill Room is open daily until 6 p.m., so stop in after your round for a beer and great food. For tee times and outings, contact Autumn Ridge at 637-8727 and Cherry Hill at 485-8727.
And now, a public sausage announcement.
Hi, I'm Mike from Johnsonville. Are your taste buds bored stupid with lame hot dogs? Is your grill crying out for something spicy and exciting?
I'm a grill crying out for something spicy and exciting.
Take immediate action with over 70 Johnsonville varieties. Like Firecracker, made with hot peppers that'll kick your taste buds right in the keister.
That sounds delicious.
It is, grill. It really is.
This has been a public sausage announcement from Johnsonville.
From the heart of downtown Fort Wayne to across the heartland.
Hotline. This is Tin Caps Baseball. Caps on.
Cruising along on this Sunday afternoon. We're in the top of the seventh inning with Fort Wayne leading 4-2. Each team scored once in the sixth. Fort Wayne grabbed the lead in the top of the first thanks to a three-run shot by Castagnon, tied for the team best with five now on the season. Lake County got one back in the third, and then each team scored once in the sixth. So it's 4-2 as the Tin Caps trying to secure their first series win of the year. Marcy swings and misses at the first pitch. The leadoff hitter in for the Tin Caps. And now ball one to him down and inside from Juan Zapata, the right-hander who came on in the sixth for Lake County out of the pen. There's a fastball swung on and hooked foul onto the concourse. Concourse does not quite reach all the way around the ballpark. Really goes mostly to each foul line. Then it stops there. Parkview Field is certainly one of the more unique at this level, especially. Talking to a couple of scouts yesterday and echoed by them that Parkview Field is a AAA facility in high A. Kind of a quick pitch here, and Marcy rolls it over toward the first base side. Picked up by Bartlett, the first baseman, in foul ground by 10 feet. Zapata's done a nice job of changing up his looks. Sometimes he slows down that delivery. Last time he sped it up, this is traditional. The 1-2 fastball misses high. Signed as an international free agent in 2018 by the then Indians. The 2-2. Swinging a fly ball to right field. This is fairly deep. Going back is the right fielder, Burgos, and he is out of room. It's onto the lawn. Barely. But Marcy has his first homer of the year and the third long ball of the day for the Tin Caps. 5-2, Fort Wayne. Great stuff by the Tin Caps here this week. They are taking advantage of a small ballpark, and they are doing exactly what you need to do to get out of here with four wins. Back-to-back innings with leadoff homers off of Zapata. That was a high fly ball, too, and without question would have been a flyout at Parkview Field. 1-0 to Jackson Merrill, who has a couple hits today. That's on the outside corner for a called strike. Zapata wearing short sleeves today. Here's the 1-1. Outside, too far, 2-1. But he was signed in 2018, and he's had a slow progression through the organization now to high A. 2-1. Fly ball foul out of play. Spent a very brief stint here, and that actually never pitched here. That was from the Arizona League level. In 2021, the 2-2 to Merrill is hooked, and this is deep, out to right field. Goodbye! Back-to-back jacks in the top of the seventh for Fort Wayne. Marcy and Merrill go deep. And they are taking it to Zapata. Tin Caps look like a team that won a series win. Jackson Merrill with a point up at some of the Tin Caps faithful that are here today. And the first back-to-back homers this season for Fort Wayne. That is the first back-to-back sequence for the Tin Caps since April of last year, when the Tin Caps did it at Dayton with Robert Hassel III and Josh Mears. First pitch strike to Castagnon. Now four homers in the game for the Tin Caps. Lighten it up here today in the last game of this series. Ball one off the plate to Castagnon. Into the wind, Zapata's next pitch. fouled back to the netting. It's opened up now a 6-2 lead, and now the Tin Caps feel more comfortable with some insurance with 9 outs to get to secure a series victory. The 1-2 pitch tapped foul off the end of the bat toward the first base side. Castagnone reaching out at that pitch. Utilizes his timeout. 6 runs on 7 hits now for Fort Wayne. 2 runs on 5 hits for Lake County. And the 1-2. Down and away. For whatever reason, the Tin Caps have just had their best offensive games against the Lake County Arms. And this group has had a pitching staff that has had some decent nights. Oh, how about this? This is a 2-2 pitch. Castagnone's going to be out. He swings and misses at a pitch that hits him in the chest or right on the arm. And it rode in and hit him. It hit him right on the arm or the chest, the front side of his body. But he took a full swing at that pitch. Kind of a defensive swing. And that's a painful strikeout to begin now the first out of the seventh for Nathan Martorella, who takes a strike. The next liner toward the second baseman, a little hop for Brito to make the catch. One step onto the outfield grass. Two away. Martorella is 0 for 4 today. We have not seen that very much this year. Remember, he started the season on a 16-game on-base streak as Lucas Dunn hits. 4 different Tin Caps have homered in this game, each of the top 3 in the lineup and Lucas Dunn, who's hitting 5th today. It's ball 1 outside. Tin Caps have not had a game where they have homered 4 times this year until today. Very much on par with what they've done this entire series. Here's a called strike on the outer reaches of the zone to Dunn, who also walked back in the third before his blast in the sixth. The next pitch, and that hits him. Hopefully that got him on the equipment. Looked like it hit him on the front side arm. That's his left arm for the righty hitter. Shaking and flexed out his hand immediately, and now takes a slow walk toward first. Carlos Luis is next. Swing and a miss by Luis on that first pitch from Zapata. He stares in, dangles his right arm, now brings it tight to his belt. Sets on the first base side of the rubber. And he grabs the bottom of the zone for strike 2 against the Weiss. The Tin Caps have homered in 8 consecutive games. In this series alone, they've got 11 home runs. The 0-2 to Luis. That's high for ball 1. So 11 bombs in a 6-game series and still 2 innings to play with. Short lead for Dunn at first, although he can steal bases. Stole one earlier today. He was leaning a bit as he slides back in safely to first. His second swipe of the year came back in the third after that walk. Zapata sets. Dunn bluffs. The 1-2 is fouled back by Luis off the edge of Ramirez's glove. Another throw over. So now Dunn could be on the move with Zapata out of pickoff moves. Next time he comes over, he has to retire. We did see that once earlier in this series. Dunn creeping forward, does not go. Luis hits one on a line to center. Charging over is Fox and tracks it down in the right center field gap. That'll retire the side, but the Tin Caps go back-to-back in the top of this seventh inning. Marcy and Merrill each go deep, and Fort Wayne leads 6-2 as we hit the seventh inning stretch, presented by MHS, a health insurance provider proudly serving Hoosiers for more than 25 years. Learn more at MHSIndiana.com. 6-2 Fort Wayne as we go to the bottom of the seventh on the Tin Caps Radio Network.
Hungry for pizza? Then get pizza your way with the $10 Tastemaker, a large pizza with up to three toppings for just $10. Hungry for salad? The salad bar is now open. Come in and make your own salad. That's right, come in and make your own salad. When you want more than pizza, grab some crispy, flavorful wings only from Pizza Hut or a side of cheese sticks. Oh, and Cinnabon mini rolls. You can't forget the dessert. Whatever you're craving, Pizza Hut will make it happen. Pizza, pasta, wings, and a whole lot more. No one out-pizzas the Hut.
Roof Mortgage knows your community. We know mortgages. Our goal is for everyone to discover the possibilities in the homeownership experience. We understand that buying or refinancing a home is never a small or simple task. So whether you're searching for your first home, refinancing your current mortgage, or making plans for another residence, Ruoff will be by your side through the entire journey. And with every closing, we're opening doors. Ruoff Mortgage is the NEI Corporation licensed by the Indiana Department of Financial Institutions. This is not an offer for extension of credit or commitment to lend. All loans must satisfy company underwriting guidelines, equal housing lender, NMLS number 141868.
This season at Parkview Field, batter up to the plate and batter up at the concession stand with beer-battered Brew City Fries, the official fries of the Fort Wayne Tin Caps. The batter makes it better, and for more than two decades, Brew City Fries and appetizers have been made with real craft beer that delivers flavor and crispness you'll love. Batter up with Brew City Fries and hit a home run while watching your Fort Wayne Tin Caps. Or, if the team is away, ask for Brew City Fries and appetizers at your favorite bar or restaurant.
From Parkview Field to across the Midwest, the Tin Caps are right at home on 1380 The Fan and 100.9 FM, Fort Wayne Sports Station.
Ready to go for the bottom of the seventh inning. Fort Wayne has made a pitching change brought to you by Shaw Law, Fort Wayne's injury attorneys. And Jason Blanchard is that new man out of the pen for the second time this week. A ground ball hit weakly toward first by Jake Fox. It trickles foul. He's behind quickly, nothing and two. But Blanchard came in to lock down the first game of the doubleheader on Thursday. Two shutout innings with a couple strikeouts. And retired all six that he faced. The 0-2 pitch. Soft liner to left, and that'll drop in for a hit. Dunn charges and gets it before the speedy Fox is able to make it to second. So he returns to first with a leadoff single to begin the seventh. And the leadoff man has been aboard now in six of the seven innings for Lake County. Blanchard's got really, really good stuff, and he is arguably the best arm in this bullpen. First pitch glider on the outside corner for a strike. Facing a good hitter in Lampe, who has struggled today. Blanchard's 0-1, a fastball and an awkward swing and a miss by Lampe. It just feels like he's not seeing the ball well today at all. I mean, that was kind of a half cut, and now he's quickly behind nothing and two. With Fox down at first in a short lead. Blanchard's pitch sent in the air to center. Marcy camped right underneath it in straightaway, and I mean direct straightaway center, to haul it in medium length.
Next up, number eight, come on, Tolentino.
That was down the center stripe. That's mowed out beyond the second base bag. So, I mean, due north, basically, from home plate. One out for Tolentino. Blanchard misses down and away for ball one. Blanchard is originally from Texas, just outside the Houston area. It's where he grew up. The 1-0. Outside for ball two. Started at Rhode Island. Didn't like the cold, he told me earlier this week. So he transferred to a community college. Got some good numbers there. 2-0 pitch is low for ball three. And then finished out at Lamar, which is close to home for him. And he had a very nice college career. Was a ninth round pick as a starter in 2019. And then now has been slowly shifted to the bullpen over the course of his pro career. He misses on the 3-0 pitch inside. And that is a four-pitch walk to Tolentino. So now two guys on for Burgos and one out. Burgos takes strike one. Blanchard is a guy that does fire strikes with pretty good regularity. And again, he has only allowed one earned run so far this season in over 10 innings of work. The strike one. Breaking ball misses high and broke a little late. 1-1 to him. Six appearances. This is number seven out of the pen. 16 strikeouts in 10 innings. The 1-1. Outside for ball two. Six walks during that time frame. The next pitch, outside for ball three. He told me he is very excited to be back and healthy at this point in the season. The 3-1, swing and a miss. Three balls and two strikes. Battled through so much injury in his career. Payoff, inside, ball four, and the bases are loaded.
Hey, Jason, we got captains everywhere.
Now time called, and Carlos Chavez takes a walk out of the Fort Wayne dugout. Captains have the tying run now at the plate in the bottom of this seventh inning.
You know, I'll tell you what, section of the game is really tough right now. Because I think behind home plate, I think like 1-11, obviously 1-10, 1-11, they've been pretty inconsistently.
So Chavez also met with Jackson Merrill, the shortstop, on that last little visit to the mound. We'll see what the approach is. Will Bartlett is the five hitter. No, he's not. He's the six hitter for the captains, and he does have a hit today. Looking to draw Lake County a little closer here in the last of the seventh. And he takes the first pitch that's over the plate but downstairs for ball one. And Blanchard with some uncharacteristic command struggles here. Not missing by a lot. Just can't quite find the spot. Time is used here, I think called by Bender. Base hit here makes this game pretty interesting. Even though the Tin Caps got two home runs in the top of this inning. The 1-0. Big cut and a miss on a sweeping curveball. Blanchard's 1-1. Down and in for ball two. Got some good innings in the Australian League over the winter. Tossed 21 innings over there. He was actually on the only team in that league that's in New Zealand. So they were going over to Australia for all their road series. The 2-1. Ground ball weakly hit toward the shortstop. Merrill gloves it. His only play is at first. He makes the play there. Bartley will get an RBI as Jake Fox comes in to score. It's 6-3. Now two out and two runners in scoring position for the Captains. Well, this has been the story for Lake County today. They have had some chances, but have not gotten the big hit. That does get in a run, but that's not the hit that they were looking for. Two out for Yordiz Valdez. Swings and misses for strike one. Blanchard holds the ball away from his chest when he sets. Delivers the next pitch. Another sweeper foul tipped into the glove, and it's nothing and two on Valdez, who is 0 for 2 today with a walk. Blanchard is ready. The pitch. Breaking ball just outside for ball one. Bender snapped that ball back. Thought he had strike three. It was just off the outside corner. Now the 1-2. Swing and a miss. Great pitch by Blanchard, and he limits the damage despite a couple walks and a single. He gives up only one. And the Tin Caps hang on to a 6-3 lead as we head off to the 8th at Classic Park in Eastlake on the Tin Caps Radio Network.
Something happens when we can't be our true selves. You can hear it in our laughs. There's the half-hearted chuckle. Oh. The courtesy conference caller.
Yeah, great.
And of course, the I'm only laughing because I'm dating your daughter.
Oh, that's so true.
If you want to laugh for real, try having some Miller Lite with some friends. It works. It's Miller time. Celebrate responsibly. 2021 Miller Brewing Company, Milwaukee, Wisconsin beer.
The best tires, the best service. We are Best One Tire and Service. Best One isn't just in our name, it's who we are. Best One Tire puts over 1 million tires on the road every year. Through our competitive prices and name brand tires, we're delivering the value and service you expect from the best. Best One Tire and Service, proud sponsors of the Fort Wayne Tin Caps with 10 locations in Northeast Indiana. Find one near you at bestonetire.com. Best One Tire and Service, selling tires, serving people.
At Greater Fort Wayne, Inc., we know more jobs and higher wages mean more opportunities for you and your family. So we're working for you, recruiting companies nationwide, and helping Allen County businesses thrive. And we're getting results. 5,400 plus new jobs, more than $2 billion in private investment, bold projects to make our community a magnet for high-wage jobs. And we're just getting started. Greater Fort Wayne, Inc. Growing jobs, growing wages, growing the economy. Learn more at gfwgo.com.
Sit back and relax. This is Fort Wayne Tin Caps Baseball.
Top of the 8th inning, and Lake County has made a pitching change brought to you by Shaw Law, Fort Wayne's injury attorneys. And after 2 innings of work for Juan Zapata in his captain's debut, who was taken deep, by the way, 3 times in those 2 innings, Lenny Torres Jr. is on for the Captains. And he faces the bottom third in the Tin Caps order. Starts off Bender with a called strike. Torres drafted in 2018. High draft pick in that draft, the 0-1. Fastball right down the pipe for strike two. Good fastball. Mixes in sinker, slider, changeup. Long set here before he faces Bender. And the delivery. High for ball one. Torres is from Poughkeepsie, New York. And a 6'1", 190-pound frame has bulked over the years just a little. And he gets a fastball past Bender for strike three. One out as Kervin Pichardo comes up for Fort Wayne.
Next up, number 18, Kervin Pichardo.
So in his start, or not in his start, pardon me, in his relief appearance, Juan Zapata, that is, goes two innings and allows three earned runs on four hits with two strikeouts. First offering to Pichardo is right down the middle for a strike, and Torres is showing some of his command, which has not been such a common theme for any pitchers in this series. There have been a lot of free passes issued a lot early in the game today, and that's completely disappeared as the game has gone on, save for Blanchard's couple of walks in the seventh, but neither of those came around to score. Here's the 0-1 from Torres. Outside for ball one. Torres has a slow delivery and then snaps it off. Works shaded toward the third base side of the rubber. Sets at the belt. Now the pitch. Swing and a foul lifted out of play down the right side.
Let's go, Captains!
And I think on that last play it was actually catcher's interference. So Pichardo will be granted first. There was some extra contact on that play, and Ramirez lost a piece of that, and yep, that is confirmed there on that last particular signal from home plate umpire Charlie Welling. It was catcher's interference. Does also go down as an error for the Captains. Ball one high to Justin Farmer. First error of the day for either team. Next pitch to Farmer. Swing and a miss. High fastball. Tin Caps have been very clean in this series. Only two errors defensively. Lake County with that error. And is number five, maybe number six of the series. So a little less clean defensively. The 1-1 bends Farmer out of the way on some chin music. Two balls and a strike. Good number of the crowd hanging around today for the length of this one. A couple of big groups out here today. Sun is shining for the moment. It's been in and out. 71 degrees. The 2-1 to Farmer. Fastball misses high. Three balls and a strike. Tin Caps are back home next week against the Beloit Skycarp. And that's a 6:35 first pitch on Tuesday night. The Marlins have four of their top 30 prospects right now with the Skycarp. The 3-1 to Farmer is high and in for ball four. And the catcher's interference allowed Pichardo to reach, and now he walks Farmer to get back to the top of the order. But looking ahead, excited to see Jacob Berry, the 22-year-old and former first-round pick for the Marlins last year in the 2022 draft, so sixth overall. He's the number two prospect overall in the Marlins organization, and he will be at Parkview Field next week, the switch hitter. Off to a slow start offensively, but very good defensive player as well. And at just 22 years old, so much to like for Jacob Berry. Played high-level college ball at Arizona and LSU. First pitch ball to Jacob Marcy, who has walked and homered today. His first homer of the season, only his third extra base hit. We haven't seen a lot of power from Marcy, which is on par with his college numbers, but he's reaching base at such a good clip and doing exactly what a leadoff hitter should. Backs up out of the way of an inside fastball for ball two. Expecting some big crowds at Parkview Field later next week. Tuesday and Wednesday, 6:35 starts. The 2-0 pitch. Swing and a foul in and out of the glove of Ramirez. And that one caught by a piece of his thumb. Again, a lot to look forward to on that homestand. We'll have family feast night on Tuesday, then Paws and Claws Wednesday with discounted seltzers. Typical Thirsty Thursday in the middle of the week, presented by Rudy's. And the Tin Caps will be taking on their Copa jerseys for the second time this year. First time at home. They did so earlier in this series. The Manzanas Luchadoras. Runners at first and second. The 2-1 outside for ball three to Jacob Marcy. Postgame fireworks on Friday night. They make their debut for this season. We'll have those Fridays and Saturdays throughout the rest of the 2023 season. Fireworks again on Saturday, and we honor our mental health awareness night. There's a strike call to Marcy, 3-2. And it all culminates with Mother's Day next Sunday and a 105 first pitch. No better way to spend a day game. Mother's Day at the ballpark. Postgame autographs as well. Perfect setting, and the weather looks far better than it did in the last homestand for the Tin Caps and all week here in Cleveland, I might add. Marcy bats with runners at first and second. A full count, one out, top of the eighth. The Tin Caps in front 6-3 in the last game of this six-game series. The set by Torres. A couple looks at second. Now the payoff. A check swing, and it's rolled foul. Tin Caps seeking to add to their three-run lead. They did give up a run in the bottom of the seventh. Each team has scored in their last two opportunities on offense in the sixth and seventh innings. A run each in the sixth, two for the Caps in the seventh, and one for the Captains. 3-2 again. Foul tipped into the glove, and Marcy strikes out. Two out for Jackson Merrill.
Next, number one, Jackson Merrill.
Runners at first and second, and Merrill's had a heck of a day at the plate. One of his best as a Tin Cap so far. Two singles and then a home run. The back leg of a back-to-back sequence with Jacob Marcy in the seventh inning. The lefty with the open stance takes a rip at the first pitch and comes up empty, nothing and one. Pichardo's added second after the catcher's interference in a count he was behind with one out. Then a walk to Farmer. A long look, the 0-1 from Torres. Another swing and a miss.
Listen to this crowd.
Tin Caps out hitting Lake County 7-6 here today. They've out hit them in almost every game this series. Torres pauses and delivers the 0-2. It's shot foul back out of play. Now the set and the pitch, and an awkward swing and a miss there by Merrill, who strikes out now for the first time today. Tin Caps threaten but do not score in the top of the eighth. They're still in front 6-3 as we go to the bottom of the eighth inning in the last game of six on the Tin Caps radio network.
Hi, this is Dr. Roger Pacino. Does this sound familiar? You have a toothache, haven't been to a dentist in years, and money is tight. You don't want to be pressured into dental work you can't afford, and maybe you're embarrassed about the lack of past dental care. You don't have dental insurance and need help, but just don't know where to turn. At FDent, we can get you out of pain today. No one should have to live in dental pain. That's why FDent has an entire team dedicated to treating toothaches and dental emergencies. Stop in today with or without an appointment to receive the care you need, whether you have dental insurance or not. If cost is a concern, we can discuss payment plans that fit your budget. We're here to listen and provide the right dental solution to meet your needs. Don't wait to take care of your dental pain. Call 1-800-TOOTHACHE or visit FDent across from the Coliseum on Parnell.
The Orchard Team Store at Parkview Field is your home for official Fort Wayne Tin Caps gear. The Orchard is the only place where you can find Tin Caps hats, jerseys, shirts, baseball cards, and so much more. All ages, all sizes, brands like Nike, Jordan, and Under Armour. Shop year-round at Parkview Field Monday through Friday, plus on game days. And remember, you can always shop 24/7 online at tincaps.com.
This is Tin Caps Baseball on 1380 The Fan and 100.9 FM.
Last of the eighth inning at Classic Auto Group Park. The Tin Caps have had a great week here in Eastlake, and they are looking to cap it off with a win on the road to clinch their first series win of the year. And there's a strike call to Mikhail Ramirez, the captain's catcher from Blanchard, who's back out for his second inning of work in relief. Strike one is grounded foul off of Ramirez in the box, and that went straight down and hit him on the foot, and he goes tumbling face first into the dirt. So he now hops back up, and he's flexing out his foot. He's got a Evo Shield guard on the front of his left shin, dusting himself off a bit. That could not have felt good. That went straight down and got him. Sometimes it comes off the hop. That one just straight down off the bat and made him twirl into the dirt. Now it's nothing and two. Blanchard in command. The pitch just outside. Into the wind of the 1-2. Grounded toward third and just foul by inches. Probably less than a foot. It's right down the line. Blanchard sets up center of the rubber. Into the wind, the 1-2, downstairs for ball two. We were chatting about this earlier in this series when I spoke with Jason in his last appearance on Thursday. You don't see many guys go right from the middle of the rubber, number one. That pitch is down again, 3-2. But even more uniquely for a reliever, he still works out of the stretch sometimes. And I think that's a large part because of the fact that he was a starter for such a long time in his career. Payoff pitch is ripped toward third, past the diving Castagnon, and it dribbles into the bullpen, way down into the corner. Around second, Ramirez, picked up by Dunn, and Ramirez will stop there. Lead off double past Castagnon at the hot corner to begin the action in the eighth. So a double.
Next up, number 11,
gives way to Christian Cairo, the third baseman. He did end up singling in the sixth inning after a pair of strikeouts. Blanchard's first pitch is low for ball one. Here's the next offering. It grabs the bottom of the zone in the outside corner for a called strike. A couple of chirps there from the captain's dugout down the first base side. The 1-1 pitch at the bottom again, and it's called strike two. Cairo doubly frustrated, shaking his head, saying a couple of things. Charlie Welling asking him to get back into the box. He obliges, The 1-2 pitch. Low for ball two. Ramirez added second after the leadoff double here in the eighth. The offering is grounded toward third. Castagnon gloves it deep in the hole. Long throw to first. Oh, it pops out of the glove of Martorella.
Save.
Was waiting on a call and hard to see that the ball had gotten out of the glove of Martorella, and it did. He was trying to stretch and hang on to the bag. Was going to be a very close play anyway. And now the tying run comes to the plate with nobody out for the Captains in the bottom of the eighth inning. Here comes Carlos Chavez again. So nobody is warming at the moment. Tin Caps have had action on and off. So Chavez has his meeting end up being short, and now the Tin Caps will start preparing somebody else to get moving just in case Blanchard needs it. He's thrown a lot of pitches today in his relief outing. Did give up a run in the seventh. First pitch here is bunted foul by Brito. They have scored that an infield hit. And that's kind of surprising, honestly, because Castagnon gloved that cleanly and had to make a quick transfer. Cairo does get down the line well, but that's probably a play the Tin Caps defense should have made. The 0-1 pitch. A foul ball. And the crowd roars because that managed to get inside the tube where which the field tarp is wrapped around down the first base line. So it's nothing and two to Brito, and the pitch. Swing and a pop-up to right field. Farmer comes on. He's underneath it. He makes the catch. Ramirez tags and stays put now at second after taking one soft step toward third. And that's just what Blanchard needed for out number one. Definitely battling through the hardest part of the order here at the top. Cesar Hidrogo is pinch hitting for the Captains. We have seen him pinch hit a couple of times in this series. And that first breaking ball misses outside to him for ball one. Jake Fox finishes the day 1-for-3 with a walk. Time is called here. Jason Blanchard is speaking with Clyburn Rondon, the base umpire here. Not sure what that was about. He is working out of the stretch with runners at first and second. One out, bottom of the eighth. Tin Caps clinging to a three-run lead. The next pitch. Strike one on the inside corner. Ramirez doubled. Cairo singled on an infield grounder. Captains now in front in the hit column today, 8-7. The 1-1. Swinging a fly ball to left. Dunn comes in the gap, and he and Marcy nearly collide, but Dunn makes the catch. Dunn caught that and then snatched his arm back close to his body. Marcy came hustling in at the last second. That was almost a problem for the Tin Caps. Two out now for Joe Lampe. All's well that ends well, I guess. First pitch breaker in for a strike to Lampe. Get that old school Cleveland feel. I love it. The strike one. Grounder right back up the middle. Merrill's behind the bag. Takes it on a hard hop and slings to first in time to get Lampe. An odd hop right past second base. Merrill adjusted well at the last second, fielded it near the side of his head, and flipped it over to first to get the out. And the Tin Caps again avoid damage in the bottom of the eighth. They've been playing with fire all day, but they lead 6-3 as we go to the ninth on the Tin Caps Radio Network.
It's time to think golf. And when you think golf in Northeast Indiana, think Noble Hawk Golf Links in Kendallville. The game of golf is all about good times with special people, and that's why our staff is always so friendly and excited to see you. Join us this season and take advantage of our new and reduced golf fees. We are sure to have a price that's just right for you. For details on everything that is happening at Noble Hawk, visit noblehawk.com or give us a call at 349-0900. Noble Hawk, nice people here for you.
When you're at Huntington University, you're home. It's not just local, it's best in class. Huntington is the top private film and animation program in America. It has a top occupational therapy program, and Huntington boasts a 97% career outcome rate. The campus is both small and safe, and you'll see firsthand that they're committed to your success. Christ, scholarship, service. That's Huntington University.
Colin Cowherd at noon on 1380 The Fan and 100.9 FM.
The Clippers season now is over again. Everybody knows what the issue is. Kawhi's body. But Steve Ballmer's a tech guy. In tech, you don't necessarily try to salvage stuff. You dump it. Steve Ballmer, I don't think he's going to try to salvage Kawhi Leonard. I think it's over.
Colin Cowherd at noon. Download the 1380 app. Listen from your smart speaker or log on to 1380thefan.com. The Caps are on 1380 The Fan and 100.9 FM.
Welcome back to Classic Park for the ninth inning. So glad you're spending your Sunday afternoon with us. I'm Derek Decker. Matt Klingenberger is back in our 1380 The Fan studio today. And Marcos Castagnon is set to start the ninth for Fort Wayne against Lenny Torres Jr. And the first pitch is outside for ball one. Parkview Field is more than baseball. It's the perfect setting for companies, individuals, and nonprofits. The versatile venue provides on-site full-service catering and offers indoor space as well as outdoor options. Head to the brand new parkviewfield.com for more information. Ball two to Castagnon as Torres in the eighth struck out the side with a catcher's interference and a walk in between. The 2-0. Check swing by Castagnon. He did not go. Brings up the age-old discussion. Is it really striking out the side if you give up a couple of base runners? One of them really wasn't his fault on the catcher's interference, but he also walked one. Castagnon bends out of the way of a pitch inside, and he takes a four-pitch walk. On for the second time today after his three-run homer that opened the scoring in the first inning of today's game. Here's Nathan Martorella. First pitch strike to him on the outside black. Still some fans milling around about the concourse. Some kids out in the right field grass seats. A few on the left field lawn seats as well. The 0-1 pitch way inside. Clouds dot the landscape. Lights are on and have been all day during this day game. The tarp came on last night before the start of this game. Never got much rain overnight here in suburban Cleveland. Here's the 1-1. It's a breaking pitch that breaks too late outside for ball two. But now in the low 70s. Sunny yesterday, cooled off in game two, but still fairly nice. Not for long sleeves, though. Today, good for short sleeves with humidity. 2-1 is smacked out into left field on a sharp liner. Sliding catch made in left field. Nice play by Cesar Hidrogo, who is out there in left field now after pinch hitting in the eighth. And there are two away. Or make it one away, pardon me, as Castagnon returns to first. Lucas Dunn is the next hitter. Swing and a miss. Homer's in back-to-back games for him. So now, after Valenzuela did it, three games that he started in a row, not consecutive games in terms of games overall for the team because he doesn't start every day, but Dunn does generally. That's outside for ball one and is now, especially with Mears on the IL. He's been playing a lot of outfield. Did play some second base before Pichardo got here. A long set and the 1-1 pitch. Hit foul in the air, out of play. But Dunn is the third player to do that this season for the Tin Caps, to hit a home run in back-to-back games that he's played in. Martorella did it at Peoria, Valenzuela over the course of the last two series, and now Dunn here at Lake County. The 1-2 pitch, swinging a high fly ball to right, drifting back, Burgos onto the warning track by one step, and hauls it in shoulder high for out number two. Carlos Luis is the next hitter for Fort Wayne. He's the DH. A walk for him earlier in the game. Takes the first pitch strike at the top of the zone. Luis has walked more than he struck out this year. 13 walks, just 11 strikeouts on the season. The next pitch from Torres, a big cut and a miss. Quickly, it's 0-2. Captains will need a rally in the bottom of the ninth with Tolentino, Burgos, and Bartlett getting ready to hit. That's the middle third. The 0-2 to Luis. High, and Carlos able to check his swing and hold.
Let's go, Captains.
6 runs on 7 hits for Fort Wayne today. 3 runs, 8 hits, and an error by Lake County. The 1-2. A liner foul. Again, make sure you get to Parkview Field next week to catch the Beloit Skycarp. Tin Caps will be embarking on their third homestand of the season. The 1-2 to Luis, high for ball two. Beloit is in first place in the West Division of the Midwest League, leading South Bend by a game and a half. Here comes the 2-2 pitch. Swing and a miss. Luis behind the fastball as Torres reaches back for something extra on the inside part of the plate. Tin Caps, a leadoff walk, nothing else in the top of the ninth. Last call for the Captains when we come back. Fort Wayne leads 6-3, trying to finish off their first series win of the season on the Tin Caps Radio Network.
Dear baseball fans, elevate your game with Toyota Hybrids. The RAV4 Hybrid hits it out of the park with versatility and adventure. The Camry Hybrid is a stylish playmaker with championship DNA. The Corolla Hybrid is an MVP of value. And the Highlander Hybrid scores a double play with comfort and safety. These Toyota hybrids step up to the plate and drive it long with impressive MPGs. Visit Toyota.com to learn more or check out your local Toyota dealership today. Toyota, let's go places.
Autumn Ridge and Cherry Hill Golf Clubs are open to the public. Play two of Northeast Indiana's finest golf courses 7 days a week.
Both courses are perfect for company outings, banquets, and wedding receptions. Beautifully manicured and featuring some of the most challenging play in the area, both courses now feature new senior tees. Autumn Ridge's Grill Room is open daily until 6 p.m., so stop in after your round for a beer and great food. For tee times and outings, contact Autumn Ridge at 637-8727 and Cherry Hill at 485-8727.
It's time to think golf. And when you think golf in Northeast Indiana, think Noble Hawk Golf Links in Kendallville. The game of golf is all about good times with special people, and that's why our staff is always so friendly and excited to see you. Join us this season and take advantage of our new and reduced golf fees. We are sure to have a price that's just right for you. For details on everything that is happening at Noble Hawk, visit noblehawk.com or give us a call at 349-0900. Noble Hawk, nice people here for you.
From the heart of downtown Fort Wayne to across the heartland, this is Tin Caps Baseball. Caps on.
Last chance for the captains in this series. Tin Caps in front 6-3 with Jason Blanchard returning to the bump despite throwing a bunch of pitches so far. And it's cranked to right field by Tolentino on the first pitch, but Farmer makes a running catch on the warning track. Tolentino 10 feet shy of making this 6-4 on the first pitch of the inning. So far, to get 7 outs, Blanchard has thrown almost 50 pitches. So a bit long for a leaf man, but Tin Caps feel like that's their best chance to win right now. Jorge Burgos is in the box, taking ball one inside. Into the wind, and the next pitch, foul tipped into the glove. Fort Wayne does have Aaron Holiday loosening just in case the Tin Caps need him. Into the windup, the 1-1 from Blanchard, right on the outside corner, a paint job for strike two. Two walks and a hit for Burgos today. The pitch. A check swing. Can't believe that one to strike anyway. That was very close. It was a check swing there by Burgos. He did not go, but that was really close to being a strike. And now the 2-2 from Blanchard. There's the strikeout as he fans Burgos. It's the second strikeout for Blanchard. And the Tin Caps are one out away. Fort Wayne won the first game of this series in the first game of the Twin Bill, took the Friday night contest, and won the first game of yesterday's doubleheader as well, looking for their fourth win of the series. Strike one to Will Bartlett. This is against a Lake County team that was in first place in the East Division all by themselves to start the week. The 0-1 fouled back out of play. And it's nothing and two. Blanchard is ready. And the pitch. Swing and a miss. Colton Bender had it pop out of his glove. He tags Bartlett to finish off the strikeout. That's a 9-out save for Jason Blanchard. And the Tin Caps take the series here on the road. Fort Wayne wins 6-3, and they win 4 of the 6 games of this series as the Tin Caps now prove to 9-18 on the season. Lake County drops to 15-11, and the Tin Cap bats come alive with 4 home runs in the last game of this series. We'll come back in just a moment to recap it all. The Tin Caps victorious 6-3 here in Eastlake on the Tin Caps Radio Network.
Best service, best products. Do it best.
Before you paint, talk to the paint experts at your local Do It Best Hardware. Their paint team can help you get the right kind of paint and accessories. Painting can be fun, especially when you find the perfect color for your room. Do It Best can color match thousands of colors. So, the only limitation is your imagination. Bring your ideas to your neighborhood Do It Best Hardware and let them help turn your ideas into reality.
Best service, best products.
What if we could harness the power of the sun? By using the earth,
to transform the way we use energy. Water furnace geothermal systems are simply the most efficient way to keep your family comfortable. Winter or summer, day or night, rain or shine, without burning fossil fuels. Giving you the freedom to focus on life. To learn more about switching to the reliable renewable, visit waterfurnace.com/reliable right now.
Clean, restore, and rebuild your home and your life with Protex, where quality comes first. That may sound like a lot for one company. There's just one company that lives up to this reputation. Some people call Protex for carpet and air duct cleaning, which is a great introduction to the caring and expert professional technicians at Protex. But Protex is also the company to call to clean up and restore your home and all your treasures when a tragedy strikes, like a flood or fire. Protex is this area's largest and most complete restoration company that will work with you to dry, save, and restore your prized possessions. Help you negotiate with your insurance company, and most importantly, provide the personal service every step of the way to rebuild your life. The common thread in everything they do is quality. It comes first at Protex. Their reputation extends across the country and here locally too, with our police and fire departments knowing Protex is the one to call. Clean, restore, and rebuild your home and your life with Protex, where quality comes first. 471-3165. 471-3165. Protex.
With unlimited plans from Mike's Car Wash, you can scan, wash, and go as often as you want. Unlimited passes are available on a month-to-month basis for all wash plans. So you can scan, wash, and go at any of Mike's Car Wash 29 locations. Open daily 7 to 9.
Convenience and comfort are what you'll find at Colony Bay Apartments in Fort Wayne. Located in the beautiful southwest part of the city, Colony Bay is just minutes from I-69 and US 24. You'll find 1, 2, and 3-bedroom homes, as well as 2- and 3-bedroom townhouses with prices under $500 a month. Colony Bay has indoor and outdoor pools, a fitness center, furnished homes, and laundry facilities. Call Colony Bay at 260-432-2510.
Make plans to attend the 12th Annual Disabilities Expo, May 13th from 10 a.m. to 3 p.m. at Allen County War Memorial Coliseum. Admission and parking are free. Disabilities Expo will feature over 120 vendors with products and services to help people with intellectual, developmental, and physical disabilities and their caregivers. There's something for the entire family. The Disabilities Expo will showcase spectacular adaptive sports demonstrations and clinics by Turnstone, performances by the Jesters, Fort Wayne Dance Collective, and the Whitley County Dazzlers, free hearing screenings by Give Here, collaborative art project, games, a scavenger hunt, and a regional art exhibit and sale by artists with disabilities that you won't want to miss. Whether you are an individual with a disability, a family member, friend, caregiver, or professional, the Disabilities Expo is a welcoming environment with so much to see, learn, and do. For info, visit disabilitiesexpoindiana.org. That's disabilitiesexpoindiana.org. May 13th at Memorial Coliseum. Admission and parking are free.
The game is over, but our coverage continues. It's time for a recap with the Tin Caps postgame show.
Back here at Classic Park to wrap this thing up here today. Fort Wayne victorious by a final of 6-3. 6 runs on 7 hits for the Tin Caps today. No errors and 9 left. Lake County 3 runs on 8 hits with 1 error. 12 men left on base. In 2 hours and 42 minutes in front of a crowd of 1,916, Tin Caps got the scoring underway with Marcos Castagnon's 3-run homer in the top of the first inning. Marcy led off the inning with a walk, then Merrill singled, and Castagnon took it deep to left off the tarp covering the left field bleachers. That's his 5th homer of the year. Brings him into a tie for 3rd in the Midwest League with 5 homers, and that's also tied for the team best with Nathan Martorella in that category as well. Also a solo homer by Lucas Dunn in the 6th inning today, and then the Tin Caps went back-to-back with Marcy and Merrill in the top of the 7th, the first back-to-back homers for the Tin Caps since April of 2022 when Robert Hassel III and Joshua Mears combined to do it on the road at Dayton. And so that's been more than a year since the Tin Caps have done that, and good to see from both Marcy and Merrill. Marcy's 1st homer and Merrill's 3rd of the season. At that time, the Tin Caps led by a score of 6-2, and then the captains were able to get a run back in the bottom of the 7th thanks to an RBI groundout by Will Bartlett. But overall, this stuff was really good today from Ryan Burgert. He struggled with command from time to time. He only gave up 2 hits. and one earned run. Walked five guys in his start, but five strikeouts as well. Nick Thwaites threw a couple solid innings out of the bullpen, and Jason Blanchard ends up getting a nine-out save today, allowing one earned run, two walks and three strikeouts over three innings of work, and Blanchard finishes off a good week for the Tin Caps pitching staff. All around this week was solid. The pitching staff was good, but the offense was even better. Seven hits today with four homers. They ended up hitting 11 blasts in this six-game series across 4 days, condensed because of rain on Tuesday and Wednesday. So all in all, the Tin Caps turn in their best performance over a week in the season. They are back home on Tuesday night at 6:35 at Parkview Field to take on the Beloit Skycarp. They're affiliated with the Miami Marlins, and they're in first place in the Midwest League's West Division coming into next week's series. You can catch the pregame show right here on 1380 The Fan at 6:15. If you can make it out to the ballpark, please do. Join us for Family Feast Night at Parkview Field with discounted pizza and all kinds of stuff at the concession stand. Select items on sale for $2. You can get that all at Parkview Field, and you can hop on tincaps.com to find tickets. Again, pregame at 6:15, and our first pitch is at 6:35 on Tuesday night. That'll do it here from Eastlake. Fort Wayne victorious 6-3. They win four out of the six games of this series here at Lake County, and they knock the Captains out of first place in the East Division. For my studio host and producer, Matt Klingenberger, as well as the rest of our 1380 The Fan crew, I'm Derek Decker saying so long and God bless from Eastlake.
Thanks for listening to this exclusive presentation of 1380 The Fan. Now back to our regularly scheduled programming. For a complete schedule of upcoming games, go to 1380thefan.com. 1380 The Fan and 100.9 FM. Thanks for listening to Tin Caps Baseball. We now join the White Sox game already in progress.
Out there, there it is. Defenders and the Renegades battling for the XFL championship. And I'm sure that, and by the way, they told me at the Alamo Dome. So they're going to have, you know, I don't know what kind of crowd we're going to see out there. We're going to do that. We'll get back to a far more serious sport. That's the NBA. What should we expect? Which teams ultimately are going to make their way all the way to the conference finals? We'll break it all down. This is Fox Sports Sunday.
We are. This is the XFL.
Hey, it's Jonas Knox. Our partner, TireRack.com. You know, fast, free shipping, free road hazard protection, tire decision guide, mobile installation. They test tires. They've got their own test track where they push tires to the limit. Want a quiet tire with great traction and a comfortable ride? Use their results to make an informed choice. They sell only the best, like the full line of Pirelli tires. Go to TireRack.com/sports to see for yourself. TireRack.com, the way tire buying should be.
Caleb and Kenny in the morning.
Chris Evans, Cincinnati Bengals running back.
How has it been to be part of the resurgence of Bengals football?
The first year I actually won our first playoff game in about 20 years in Cincinnati. It seemed like grown adults crying tears. Just seeing what Cincinnati means to the city. When I first got here, everybody wore Bengals gear outside, and now everybody got Bengals gear on. Everybody wants to be a part of it, and everybody wants to support their team.
Caleb and Kenny, mornings at 7. Hear it all on the 1380 app, or download the latest episodes on 1380thefan.com.
Take a moment and think of someone you love who's been impacted by cancer. Keep their image in mind as you make today the day you step into the battle against this awful disease. Right now, you can help fund a cure just as fast as you can think of someone who's dealing with a diagnosis. Text CURE to 46862 for a link to donate to the Leukemia and Lymphoma Society's Visionaries of the Year campaign. The Leukemia and Lymphoma Society, or LLS, is the largest funder of cutting-edge research to cure blood cancers. That's CURE to 46862 to support LLS, the nonprofit that's invested more than $1.6 billion in the last 70 years to wipe out cancer. It's easy to get involved to fund a cure for the cancer that's impacted your sibling, spouse, parent, friend, or a loved one. Text CURE to 46862 and step into the battle in their honor with the Leukemia and Lymphoma Society, leading the way to cancer cures.
These days, if you're looking anywhere on the internet, it's hard not to see a reference to cookies. It's a big deal in the tech and marketing world right now, and Google has stated that they're doing away with the cookie. That could have a seismic effect on the marketing efforts of many businesses. If you're curious about how this will affect your business and you want to learn more, download our webinar today, Death of the Cookie, How Marketers Can Use First-Party Data Now to Prepare. You'll learn what it is and what this means for your marketing campaigns. Privacy changes for both iOS and Android will separate fact versus fiction, not to mention privacy updates for your website that you need to make now. And we'll let you know about first-party data, what it is, why it's important, and how to gather it. Plus, we'll cover email marketing and the power of drip campaigns. Go to federatedmedia.com/resources or text cookie to 45364 and download our webinar today. Federated Media. New ideas, old values.
1380 AM, 100.9 FM. The Fan. WKJG, Fort Wayne, Indiana.
To get the rest of what
Fort Wayne Sports Station.
By searching The Ben Maller Show. And as always, you can hear The Ben Maller Show weekdays from 2 a.m. Eastern, 11 p.m. Pacific, right here on Fox Sports Radio. This is The Odd Couple with Chris Broussard and Rob Parker.
You know, Rob, I've been saying this for years. I want to see Lamar Jackson with an elite receiver. We saw what Stephon Diggs did for Josh Allen. We saw at least the first year what DeAndre Hopkins did for Kyler Murray. Rob, we just saw this year what A.J. Brown did, and they teamed up with Devontae Smith, but A.J. Brown did in some parts for Jalen Hurts. A great receiver can help a quarterback. Now, some quarterbacks don't need it. Aaron Rodgers used to be at a point where he didn't need it, right? Devontae Adams or not, he was doing his thing. Patrick Mahomes clearly doesn't need it. But most, even really good quarterbacks, Rob, need a great receiver.
This is The Odd Couple with Chris Broussard and Rob Parker. Weekdays at 7 p.m. Eastern, 4 p.m. Pacific on Fox Sports Radio. Pros offer insight.
Here's the thing.
Try to sleep being a football player.
Joes have experience.
Nobody cares, man.
And we put them together for all of the above.
You don't get any laughs.
Two pros. LeVar Arrington and Brady Quinn. One Joe. Jonas Knox.
Blowtorch.
Elevating your mornings.
Sheesh.
It's two pros and a cup of Joe.
We do a radio show.
Weekdays at 6 a.m. Eastern, 3 a.m. Pacific.
Stop it, dude.
On Fox Sports Radio. FS1.
One.
To find FS1 on your television, go to foxsports.com for details. FS1. What you need to know.
Game 4 between the Boston Celtics and the Philadelphia 76ers is officially underway, with Philly on top 15-14 with 4.5 minutes to go in the first quarter. Jaylen Brown leading all scorers, though. He has 12 points for the Celtics. For Philly, it is Joel Embiid leading the way. He's got 7 points and 4 rebounds. Following this game at 8 p.m. Eastern time, it's Game 4 between the Nuggets and the Suns. Denver leads that series 2-1. On the ice, the Devils have scored first against the Hurricanes in Game 3 for the Stanley Cup playoffs. They are up 2-0 with about 8 minutes to go in the first period. In Major League Baseball, the Braves beat the Orioles in 12 innings thanks to Michael Harris with a walk-off double in that 12th inning. The Phillies, they had lost 6 in a row. Not anymore. They beat the Red Sox 6-1. And the Guardians beat the Twins 2-0, with the Yankees still tied with the Rays at 7 apiece, top of the 8th. I'm Monsi Bolaños.
This is Let's Go Fox Sports Sunday.
No, they ain't ready, fam.
The top stories, the sounds of the game, the interviews, the breaking news. When it goes down, we'll cover it here. Your Fox Sports Sunday is right now.
Let's go.
Live from the TireRack.com studios of Fox Sports Radio, here's Steve Hartman and 6-year NFL veteran Rich Ornberger.
All right, NBA playoff action underway here on the Sunday. We're broadcasting live from the TireRack.com studios. TireRack.com, we're going to help get you there. An unmatched selection, fast free shipping, free road hazard protection, over 10,000 recommended installers. TireRack.com, the way tire buying should be. Early on in this game, Celtics have a one-point lead against the Sixers. Obviously, Philadelphia in desperate need of a win on their home court to even up this series.
You said they have a one-point lead. Game's over.
Yeah, I know. Game's over.
Call off the dogs.
But, you know, it's interesting. We were talking earlier about the Lakers and the Warriors mailing in these last couple of games when they were down big in the third quarter and sort of preserving themselves. Really, this has been the case in most of these series. I mean, we've had some very competitive games that have gone down to the wire, some exciting finishes. But when games have sort of gotten away from a team, they just check out. And this is, again, this is following the new way we watch the NBA with load management. Well, load management, guys aren't going to take off games, but they may take off within a game. And I think coaches are coaching that way. When I start seeing a Darvin Ham putting his hands deeper in his pants, he's one of those guys who likes to keep his hands in his pants when he's standing on the sidelines.
You have to say pockets. Yeah, you can't say in his pants. You have to say pockets.
Okay, well, hands in his pockets and his pants pockets. With the thumbs hanging out, like the, you know the look, right? You sort of with the thumbs out.
Yeah, I mean, if you weren't specific about pockets, then everybody would be thinking Al Bundy.
Well, sometimes adjustments are needed.
Yeah, of course. Yeah. Of course.
I'm notorious for that. You know that.
Good.
I mean, you've
Excellent.
Seen that. I mean, you've
yes,
commented.
You are not shy.
I am not about that, about adjusting. But anyway, so, I mean, this is where we're at. Now, hopefully, I mean, this is obviously a must win for the Sixers. You go down 3-1 and head back to Boston. Things are not looking good for you.
No.
But yeah, I mean, this is the way the NBA is.
Well, let me give you a suggestion.
I don't see any changes.
How about this as a change?
Yeah.
Because this will not influence, you know.
Take a moment and think of someone you love who's been impacted by cancer. Keep their image in mind as you make today the day you step into the battle against this awful disease. Right now, you can help fund a cure just as fast as you can think of someone who's dealing with a diagnosis. Text CURE to 46862 for a link to donate to the Leukemia and Lymphoma Society's Visionaries of the Year campaign. The Leukemia and Lymphoma Society, or LLS, is the largest funder of cutting-edge research to cure blood cancers. That's CURE to 46862 to support LLS, the nonprofit that's invested more than $1.6 billion in the last 70 years to wipe out cancer. It's easy to get involved to fund a cure for the cancer that's impacted your sibling, spouse, parent, friend, or a loved one. Text CURE to 46862 and step into the battle in their honor with the Leukemia and Lymphoma Society, leading the way to cancer cures.
These days, if you're looking anywhere on the internet, it's hard not to see a reference to cookies. It's a big deal in the tech and marketing world right now, and Google has stated that they're doing away with the cookie. That could have a seismic effect on the marketing efforts of many businesses. If you're curious about how this will affect your business and you want to learn more, download our webinar today, Death of the Cookie, How Marketers Can Use First-Party Data Now to Prepare. You'll learn what it is and what this means for your marketing campaigns. Privacy changes for both iOS and Android will separate fact versus fiction, not to mention privacy updates for your website that you need to make now. And we'll let you know about first-party data, what it is, why it's important, and how to gather it. Plus, we'll cover email marketing and the power of drip campaigns. Go to federatedmedia.com/resources or text cookie to 45364 and download our webinar today. Federated Media. New ideas, old values.
Hey, this is Len Casper. You're listening to Chicago White Sox Baseball exclusively in the Summit City on Fort Wayne Sports Station, 1380 The Fan and 100.9 FM.
Next game, they get beat by 40. They start with a 20-point deficit in the next game. You know what I'm saying? Any of these blowouts in the NBA, because the reality is, in today's NBA, you can cut a 20-point lead and still win a game. I truly believe that. With the way, you know, you have sharpshooters from beyond the three-point arc, if a game is 20 points in favor of one team or another, I still think there's a way to win that game.
Well, we've seen games, even in this postseason, where teams have been down 25-plus and the final margin is 12.
Exactly. So that, to me, is now the line of demarcation.
Right.
So if a team gets outscored by 20, for every point beyond 20 points they get outscored by, that will count against them in the next game. So in game four, the Warriors, how much
they're
they
down
get beat
13
by?
Nothing.
Okay, there you
well,
go.
Well, no, they're down 10 nothing.
10 nothing. They're down 10 nothing to start game four. You're welcome. Try harder. Like that, to me, that's a way you could get more spirited competition in these NBA postseason. Look, is it a perfect fix? No. Are we still going to see blowouts? Yeah. And is it going to make some of these series shorter? Because sometimes, you know, when an 8 seed runs into a 1, they're just that much more dominant and it's not going to be that much fun. But in a case like this Warriors-Lakers series, where I think these teams are way more even than they looked in game 2 and game 3, I think it could help the series in a great way.
I don't think it's terrible. I mean, obviously, I'm not. You know, you're a fan of having a runner on second base in extra innings. You know,
and yeah, I really like.
There's
changes.
No explanation to that runner out there, other than the fact you just don't want to play a lot of extra innings.
It's just a ghost runner.
That's an absolute ghost runner. By the way, early on in this game, James Harden looks engaged.
Okay, here we go.
In fact, it was interesting. If you're going to have Harden in an isolation situation where he's, you know, monopolizing the basketball, then clear a lane for him if he so chooses to make a run at the basket. Because otherwise you're just going to have him sitting at that 3-point land, and that's a mixed bag. But already seen him getting into the free throw line a couple of times. He's got 6 points early, and Embiid's got 7 points as well. I still look at this Celtics team as the most complete team in the NBA, and the advantage they would have over a team like the Warriors or the Lakers is just age. You know, yeah. I mean, Tatum and Smart and Brown, these are young guys. Brogdon's been a huge pickup for them, sixth man of the year. I still think the Celtics are the team to beat, but then I saw that game against Atlanta, right, where all of a sudden they lose on a buzzer beater, and I'm like, what's going on here? I mean, really what this gets down to is something you talked about earlier. These playoff series are way too long.
Yeah, man.
They're just way too long. 4 out of 7 in every single round. Your playoffs do not have to last 2 months.
No.
2 months. I mean, potentially you're playing as many as 28 games. If you play all 4 rounds and it goes 7 games, your regular season's only 82 games.
They should have made it.
Imagine
so that
if every series was 2 out of 3.
Oh, dude, I was about to say that. So the play-in, I think, is fine. You know, the way they have the play-in, if you want to have a play-in tournament because you're trying to encourage some of these teams to try a little bit harder down the stretch of
sure.
the season, fine. Like I said, I'm in favor of changes. I like ideas. It was an idea that actually has, in certain cases, encouraged more competitive basketball down the stretch of the regular season. Does it fix it? No. Does it help? Yeah, I could make that argument. It helps. Okay, so you do the play-in. Well, then outside of that, it should be best of three for the first 2 rounds of the postseason. I mean, I get it. Once you get to, you know, the conference finals, you want it to be out of 7. Sure. I don't see a need for as many games as are being played. The only reason for it is that the NBA is aware that if they have big names and large cities with teams and committed fan bases in these postseasons, to have the New York fans engaged for 7 games, should the Knicks go 7 games, is better than having 3 games, potentially, right? You know, and that's it. It's all for the money and the advertising and the broadcast rights sales. It doesn't make a more competitive league.
It doesn't, indeed. This is a league, by the way, that has made it clear that coaching is not a priority. Three of the last four NBA coaches to win the NBA championship have all been fired. On the other side, why even have coaches in the NFL, in the NBA? Has the NBA come to the point where the coach is completely irrelevant in a league dominated by players having choices that other athletes in other sports wish they had? The future of NBA coaching, coming up next.
piping hot take.
We know sports fans have opinions.
That was a bag of crap performance.
So, got something to say?
Hear me out.
Tweet us, tag us, and don't be shy. At Fox Sports Radio.
Right now.
We want to hear from you. At Fox Sports Radio.
Netflix, Amazon Prime, HBO, Showtime. How many streaming services are you paying for? If only there was a way to track and cancel subscriptions easily. Well, there is. Just download the Rocket Money app. Rocket Money organizes your subscriptions by due date and notifies you when something is coming up. From there, decide whether to keep it or cancel it with just a tap in the app. To find out more about Rocket Money, go to rocketmoney.com/save or download the Rocket Money app from the Apple App or Google Play stores. Rocket Money, the money app that works for you.
Ray Magliazzi here for eBay Motors. You're driving along and some nimrod cuts you off. You hit the horn. Jeez, it sounds like a goose in distress. Time to head over to eBay Motors. They have horns for every make and model, not to mention horn pads, steering wheels, wiring, and more. 122 million parts. You can even go for an upgrade. That looks like Mr. Cutoff Man needs a new seat cover. Try eBay Motors, pal. Get the right parts at the right prices. eBay Motors. Let's ride.
I can't wait for what's next. Even with higher stroke risk due to atrial fibrillation and a regular heartbeat not caused by a heart valve problem, Eliquis, apixaban tablets, reduces stroke risk. It's the number one cardiologist-prescribed blood thinner.
Don't stop taking prescription Eliquis without talking to your doctor, as this may increase your risk of stroke. Eliquis can cause serious and, in rare cases, fatal bleeding. Don't take Eliquis if you have an artificial heart valve, abnormal bleeding, or have antiphospholipid syndrome. While taking, you may bruise more easily or take longer for bleeding to stop. A spinal injection while on Eliquis increases risk of blood clots, which may cause paralysis, the inability to move. Get medical help right away for unexpected bleeding or unusual bruising, or if you have tingling, numbness, or muscle weakness. It may increase your bleeding risk if you take medicines such as aspirin products, NSAIDs, SSRIs, SNRIs, and blood thinners. Tell your doctor about all planned medical or dental procedures. Learn more at Eliquis.com or call 1-855-ELIQUIS.
DraftKings presents another totally rad message on how to bet responsibly from someone who's still totally rad, Tony Hawk.
You know, betting without a game plan is a little like skating a giant ramp without helmet and pads. I wouldn't risk it, and I wouldn't bet without a game plan. DraftKings Sportsbook provides you with tools to set a realistic budget and time limits, so you're ready to bet responsibly.
Thanks, Tony. Visit DraftKings.com/responsible-gaming to learn about all these tools and more. Because the more you know about safe betting, the more rad you'll be. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. In Massachusetts, call 800-327-5050 or visit gamblinghelplinema.org. In New York, call 877-8-HOPE-NY or text HOPE-NY 467-369. In Kansas, call 1-800-522-4700. On behalf of Boot Hill Casino and Resort, Kansas, 21 and over in most eligible states, but age varies by jurisdiction. Eligibility restrictions apply. See DraftKings.com/sportsbook for details and state-specific responsible gambling resources.
Kavine, I'm slightly bumped.
Rich Davis.
Look at this booty. I want everyone to see it.
Instead of us telling you about them, let's have some of their celebrity friends do the deed.
Hey, what's up, Kavino? It's Justin Bieber. Thanks for being such a big fan. Love you. You're awesome.
Hey, this is Mark Paul Gosselaar, and the big debate is whether Rich looks like me or I look like Rich.
It's Kavino and Rich. Name dropping every chance they get.
I'll name drop. Snoop Dogg said that.
Weekdays from 5 p.m. Eastern, 2 p.m. Pacific.
Yeah!
On Fox Sports Radio.
Yeah, yeah.
You must have been busy. But The Odd Couple with Chris Broussard and Rob Parker. We're breaking this down.
Right now, they've played about the same amount of games. Steph's played like 882. Magic played 906.
I don't think it's there. And you know what? We saw this before. Like, Steph's in the second round, Chris, and they're talking about putting him on Mount Rushmore like it's automatic they're going to win a championship. I remember when Chris Paul was up 2-0 and everybody was talking about where he was and give him his flowers. And all. Do you remember that?
Right.
One of the best leads I ever wrote in my newspaper career. I was writing a column. I was at the NBA All-Star game when Magic played in Orlando, Chris. Remember, he was out of the league and they invited him. And his team lost, Chris, in that All-Star game. My lead was something like this. It would take a miracle for a player on the losing NBA All-Star team to win the MVP. Yesterday, It took magic.
That's good. Yep. Yeah, you remember that he came back, had HIV at that point.
And you remember the people didn't want to play with him. It was right. It was a
Karl Malone.
You know, people didn't know about HIV and it was really, it must have been traumatic for him. Just, you know, at that point, people were scared.
And at that time, HIV was viewed as a deficit. Nobody thought Magic would still be around, and thank God he is. I think, Rob, look, they're totally different. Magic's obviously a better passer. Steph's a better shooter and scorer. I do think Magic could have scored a lot more points, but he was just that true point guard and really only cared about winning. And that's why, Rob, I think...
To get the rest of what the Odd Couple said, podcast it by searching Odd Couple. And as always, you can listen to the Odd Couple with Chris Broussard and Rob Parker weekdays at 7 p.m. Eastern, 4 p.m. Pacific, right here on Fox Sports Radio.
Ta-da!
Ben Maverick. After hours, we unleash the best.
That's the guy.
We open the verbal cage. And let the big dog, Ben Maller, roam the airwaves.
So I've got Luca, Christie's, and Balkanization.
For late night verbal carnage, it's the Ben Maller Show.
Come on, he's a magician.
Weeknights at 2 a.m. Eastern, 11 p.m. Pacific.
Are you in?
On Fox Sports Radio. When you call yourself the premier sports lineup in the nation, you have to back it up. Well, my friends, we do. Check these names. Dan Patrick, Colin Cowherd, LeVar Arrington, Brady Quinn, Jonas Knox, Doug Gottlieb.
Spectacular.
Covino and Rich, Chris Broussard, Rob Parker, Ben Maller, Jason Smith, and Mike Harmon. Is that premiere enough? Listen to all those names right here.
Really?
On Fox Sports Radio. FS1. To find FS1 on your television, go to foxsports.com for details. FS1.
Steve Harbin and Rich Armbruger, Fox Sports Sunday. We are live from the TireRack.com studios. Philadelphia has now taken an 8-point lead over the Celtics, 34-26, 10 minutes to go in the first half in that game. For the coaches in this game, beware. In 2019, Nick Nurse led the Toronto Raptors to an NBA championship. He was fired this year.
Right.
The following year, Frank Vogel led the Lakers to an NBA championship. He was fired before this season. And in 2021, Mike Budenholzer led Milwaukee to an NBA championship, and he just got fired as well. Three of the last four NBA championship coaches are looking for employment.
Yeah.
This is a league where players have the power. They have the power in terms of where they want to play, when they want to play, and that makes it a challenge if you're a coach. Because you're trying to figure out the best way to sort of hold the pieces together. Or in the case of some of these coaches, when, you know, big decisions are made by the organization to bring in a bunch of new players simultaneously and you got to make it all fit. Darvin Ham with the Lakers done a good job, right? I mean, they were going nowhere and then they brought in a bunch of new players and he was told make it work and it's working. They've had the best record since the midseason of the All-Star game. So, I mean, some coaches can do that. Others can't. But I'm just trying to think in a league where the players have as much clout as they do, more so in the NBA than some of the other professional sports leagues, what exactly is the role of a head coach these days in the NBA?
I think they are a figurehead and a little bit more than that. But Let's sort of just think about all the ways that they can impact the team. Many more of them are positive than they are negative, actually. Because you hear this from NBA players. I mean, there are certain good coaches out there who understand their personalities of their players. And they understand when, to call timely timeouts. They understand clock management. They can make good suggestions, and all of that leads you to being considered a great coach these days. Everybody who gets to the NBA level now has been well coached, whether it's at the AAU level before college or college during their time there or in the NBA. I mean, the G League in certain cases before actually playing in the league. All these guys are well coached. Every team is running the same defenses. Every team is running the same plays. I mean, there's very little variety there. It's the coaches who can get the most out of their rosters, who can control the personalities, who can, you know, keep these guys associating with each other in a positive way, as opposed to having, you know, intra-team rivalries and things like that that are going to detract from the overall goal, which is to win a championship. But it is a player-run league, so how do you exert that control and that power without pissing off star players? The guys who are the best at that, like the Zen master Phil Jackson during his run with the Bulls and then the Lakers, or Steve Kerr with this new dynasty, the Golden State Warriors, or I shouldn't say new, this dynasty over the past decade, the Golden State Warriors. Those type of coaches are considered the best because they're tremendous at controlling and operating personalities while, you know, in possession of true stars. I mean, Greg Popovich did it for years in San Antonio. It was wildly successful.
I'll give you another credit for that. I'll give you another one, and that is the Miami Heat. The Pat Riley, Eric Spoelstra regime has lasted a long time now.
Yeah, it has.
And those that understand and why Miami is successful and why the Heat are where they are right now, and obviously a lot of attention on Jimmy Butler, but they have a very set way of doing things. From Pat Riley to Eric Spoelstra, and they don't waver from that. Obviously, Pop has his way. You mentioned Steve Kerr for the Warriors, which means it's still possible to have that kind of control in terms of the narrative for your team. And then either you fit or not. I mean, look what the Spurs did with Kawhi Leonard. If he wasn't going to play their game, they got rid of him. And they're obviously hoping this kid out of France with the really long name that they get the number one overall pick. Watanabe or whatever the guy. I mean, this kid really, 7'3" is ridiculous. He can do a lot of things. And maybe they're hoping that that's going to be their new David Robinson, their new Tim Duncan. But, I'm wondering if anyone else beyond those franchises in the NBA can do it. I mean, once they're gone, will any other team be able to have that kind of control where we have a way of doing things? Because you played in the NFL with the ultimate in Bill Belichick, where he has complete control of an organization, every facet of that organization, and either you fit or you don't fit.
Yeah.
And obviously with great deal of success. I don't know beyond what the Warriors still have, to some degree the Spurs, certainly the Heat right now, whether that can be duplicated moving forward at the NBA.
It can, and what it takes is a special person. I mean, coaching, like, think about the names that we just mentioned in this little diatribe.
Mm-hmm.
You know, Steve Kerr, Greg Popovich, and
Pat Riley,
I mean, for years. Eric Spoelstra has been in Miami forever and has had success. These guys, what they all have in common is, to me, there's a certain level of calmness, a certain level of gravity that they create when they speak. There's a certain respect that they command. Look, Steve Kerr isn't an intimidating character. You know, I wouldn't describe him that way. Bill Belichick probably intimidates some people, especially the way he comports himself at the podium. I certainly felt that way about him as a coach when you were sitting in squad meetings, because his intellect, his football intelligence is what was so intimidating. And the fact that he had been so successful at it for as long as he had. But at some point, he had to be just starting out too. He had to win over a room too. And how do you do that? It's by applying a plan. And being unwavering in your application of that plan, and then to show the players that it works, whether it be in winning or them actually being able to feel like they're improving together and on their way towards something. Like, we don't know it yet, but for all we know, for example, Dan Campbell in Detroit with the Detroit Lions could be the next Bill Belichick. Like, he may be building a culture there right now that works for the next two decades, and maybe we're entering an era of dominance where the Detroit Lions are going to be good for a long time. We don't know yet, because they're still building that culture. My point is, it's hard to see beyond where we're at. Like, we're living in present times, and right now it sort of feels like, well, who's going to be the next Steve Kerr? I can't tell you, but I can tell you this. There will be a next Steve Kerr, because after Phil Jackson, people are like, well, who's going to be the next Phil Jackson? It's difficult to determine, because we're talking about one of the greatest who's ever done it. But eventually there will be somebody who just gets it. They're intelligent enough. They have a beat on the personalities in their locker room. They understand how to communicate effectively. They develop players. They hire a staff of talented coaches that can help them develop these players. And they make good decisions in crunch time that help their players have success when the moments matter the most. Again, Popovich had it. And Jackson had it. And Kerr clearly has it. We'll see what the NBA has to provide in this player-ran league, but eventually there's going to be another coach who breaks through.
Well, let's make it clear. Budenholzer, and there was a lot made that his brother recently passed away. It was just inhumane how you get fired after he's going with his grieving. Look, there's only one person that made this decision. That was Giannis. Giannis did not come to the defense of Budenholzer.
Right.
Could have. When you look at Giannis's contract, he's guaranteed contract for the next 2 years. And then you're looking at a player option in 25-26. A lot of people were surprised when Giannis decided to stay with this last round of contracts to stay in Milwaukee, that he might explore, because he hadn't even won a championship yet. But then All of a sudden he wins a championship, maybe changes the dynamic. But it will be interesting to see, though, if whoever they bring in, it doesn't produce a championship over the next couple of years with Giannis, whether he opts out of that $52 million player option. That'd be a little hard, wouldn't it, to leave $52 million on the table? I mean, it was just saying, here's $52 million. Please, don't insult me. But Budenholzer's situation, look, they were trending in the wrong direction. I wasn't surprised.
No.
Especially the way that series with Miami went down, where they blew those double-digit leads and he wasn't calling timeouts. I mean, I was like waiting for Budenholzer to be fired after that.
You know, you mentioned Belichick, and I'll tell you one of the most important things I learned from Bill Belichick while I was in New England. Like, when everybody talks about the moments that win or lose you a game, like, there are so many people who will defend, hey, it wasn't just that moment.
Take a moment and think of someone you love who's been impacted by cancer. Keep their image in mind as you make today the day you step into the battle against this awful disease. Right now, you can help fund a cure just as fast as you can think of someone who's dealing with a diagnosis. Text CURE to 46862 for a link to donate to the Leukemia and Lymphoma Society's Visionaries of the Year campaign. The Leukemia and Lymphoma Society, or LLS, is the largest funder of cutting-edge research to cure blood cancers. That's CURE to 46862 to support LLS, the nonprofit that's invested more than $1.6 billion in the last 70 years to wipe out cancer. It's easy to get involved to fund a cure for the cancer that's impacted your sibling, spouse, parent, friend, or a loved one. Text CURE to 46862 and step into the battle in their honor with the Leukemia and Lymphoma Society, leading the way to cancer cures.
These days, if you're looking anywhere on the internet, it's hard not to see a reference to cookies. It's a big deal in the tech and marketing world right now, and Google has stated that they're doing away with the cookie. That could have a seismic effect on the marketing efforts of many businesses. If you're curious about how this will affect your business and you want to learn more, download our webinar today, Death of the Cookie, How Marketers Can Use First-Party Data Now to Prepare. You'll learn what it is and what this means for your marketing campaigns. Privacy changes for both iOS and Android will separate fact versus fiction, not to mention privacy updates for your website that you need to make now. And we'll let you know about first-party data, what it is, why it's important, and how to gather it. Plus, we'll cover email marketing and the power of drip campaigns. Go to federatedmedia.com/resources or text cookie to 45364 and download our webinar today. Federated Media. New ideas, old values.
You're listening to White Sox Baseball, exclusively in Fort Wayne on 1380 The Fan and 100.9 FM.
Timeout after the Jimmy Butler layup. was ridiculous.
I would have fired him during the game.
It's one of those things, man. You got to be clutch. And if you're not, you have to understand the consequences of not being clutch. Because they're going to get rid of players who, if they get the ball in their hand, can't hit the game-winning three, can't hit the game-tying shot, can't make the layup when they were supposed to, aren't smart enough to call the timeout on court when they need to, when they get possession back, and it's an important part of the game, end a half, end a game. They'll get rid of players for not being clutch. So the same thing in coaching, and I understand. I sympathize. For the head coach, you know, getting fired, you know, for Coach Bud, if he's listening to us today, my heart breaks for you because losing a family member the same week that you lose your job and lose the postseason bid that you had as a favorite to win the championship.
Number one overall seed.
That's heartbreaking.
Yeah.
But at the same token, he's a coach. He understands what it means to be a coach. And if you're not clutch, they'll find somebody else who is.
And he'll get another opportunity.
Oh,
that's a guarantee. All right, let's find out what's trending right now as we welcome back Monsi. And, of course, not every NBA organization has the kind of stability that your beloved Clippers have. I mean, let's face it. They maintain, again, their unblemished record of never winning a championship.
Right, right.
And that they have not deterred from what apparently is their long-term goal of how many years can we be in existence
right.
and never yeah. win an NBA championship.
No, I hope we ruin that soon.
By the way, the original Clippers were the Buffalo Braves.
Right.
They were part of a three-team expansion in 1970. The other two franchises were the Portland Trailblazers and the Cleveland Cavaliers, both of which have won a single championship in their history.
Yes.
So the day will come, I believe.
I mean, thank you for bringing all that up. And you know.
I just want to put some perspective on it.
Yeah. I appreciate it.
When you show that level of consistency of never winning ever, I'm a man of routine, as people know. I mean, every Sunday, Monty sees me in the same shirt, jeans, shoes, and cap. So,
it's true, but I mean, I didn't know I was going to have to talk
about
the Clippers.
As you know, Monty, picking on you at 1:30 is something that I traditionally have done and will continue to do.
I'm just saying that there's a lot to be said about stability.
There is. Thank you for that, Steve. Thank you. Let's move on to the games currently going on. You know, what is trending and what people are talking about. And it's James Harden who has come to life in the second quarter. He has 18 points for the 76ers. He's actually leading all the scores. And Philly is beating Boston 47-33 with less than 5 minutes to go in the second quarter. James Harden did something really awesome for this game. If you remember the Michigan State shooting, there was a survivor, John Howe, who was a student from China. He is at this game. And when that happened, James Harden, you know, FaceTimed him in the hospital and told him, I'm going to bring you to a game. So he's at this game, which is really awesome. Game four. And again, Philly up 47-33, 4 minutes to go in the second quarter. But on the ice, it's game three between the Hurricanes and the Devils, and New Jersey is all over Carolina. 3-0 is the score after the first period. Carolina leads this series 2-1. In Major League Baseball, it is still a tie game between the Yankees and the Rays. Bottom of the ninth inning, they're playing in Tampa, tied at 7 apiece. The Royals beating the A's 5-1, top of the ninth inning. The Cardinals might finally win one. They had lost 8 in a row, but they're beating the Tigers 10-6. They're about to start the 8th inning. The Marlins and the Cubs are tied at 2 apiece, bottom of the 9th inning, playing in Chicago. Brewers beating the Giants 2-0. This is early, bottom of the 2nd inning. And the Angels have scored first against the Rangers 3-0, top of the 2nd inning. White Sox up on the Reds 2-1, top of the 2nd inning as well. The Rockies scored 7 runs in the 7th inning alone, and they're beating the Mets in New York 12-6. They're about to start the bottom of the ninth inning. And the Blue Jays still shutting out the Pirates 5-0, top of the sixth inning. It's been fun, guys, aside from this Clipper attack. It was fun.
I was celebrating the Clippers.
Yeah, that's what that was.
They got a formula of success.
Yeah.
They cannot be broken.
I don't like you. Back to you guys.
Name any sports fan that would not dream of having an owner that is amongst the 10 wealthiest people on the planet.
But that's not what we're talking about right now. We're not talking about wealthy owners. We're talking about bad consistency.
You know what's going to happen? They're eventually going to move into that new arena, not this upcoming season, but the 24-25 season. And that's going to be the year they're going to be crowned NBA champions.
Oh, goodness. That's a lot of pressure.
Yes.
But put it out there. I like it.
Yes.
Put it out there.
Still with Paul George and Kawhi Leonard playing half of the regular season games, but staying healthy in the postseason.
Steve. I don't know. Probably less than a half.
Again, what did I do?
No.
Somebody chose violence when they woke up this morning.
First of all, this is self-induced because you chose to be a Clippers fan.
We didn't
force you to choose the Clippers as your team. You did that knowing everything there is to know about the Clippers' history.
My defense, I was forced into it by family.
No. This is a free, free country.
I didn't grow up knowing there were options. I just grew up being told I was a Clipper fan.
Everybody in your families are Clipper fans?
We're all Clipper fans.
Come on.
Every single one of us.
I hear your mom's a closet Lakers fan. Isn't that true?
No. But my mom does love LeBron James.
Okay.
And she hates Steph Curry.
Okay. Well, I'm sort of with her on that one.
She hates Steph Curry. She can't stand him, but she loves LeBron.
Yeah. I'm not a Warriors fan. I admire what they've done.
Yeah, I like Curry. I'm a fan of Curry. And she loves Chris Paul more than anything in the world.
I still haven't gotten one Steph Curry when he first hit the scene when they won that first championship in 2015. Kept parading his daughter out.
Yeah. Yeah.
That
it
was
still
annoying
does.
To
yeah.
me.
That was it?
That's what annoyed you.
And Rich has heard me call Steve Kerr smug many times.
Yeah.
Like he literally defines the word smug.
Yeah, I'm not a fan of the Warriors, and I'm not a fan of Kerr, but I do like Curry. I think he changed the game, and I like him.
Yeah, did he change it for the better?
I think so.
Really?
I think so. I mean, maybe because
I enjoy everybody standing at the three-point line, including big guys?
You know, when I was in high school, that's what I was doing. I was just taking threes.
Yeah,
but
Monty, let's just be honest with you. Nobody can see you right now. You're like 4'11".
Right. So, you know what I'm saying?
I was born to be a perimeter shooter.
Exactly. That's what I'm saying. I would just hide in one of the corners, and I would wait for the ball, and I would just shoot it.
And boom goes the dynamite.
Exactly.
There you have it.
All right. Well, Monty, have a tremendous rest of your day.
You too, guys.
By the way, Rich, I've got news for you. I have found out where you are going to be in either late March or early April of next year.
Okay.
You're going to be in South Korea.
I will. I knew it.
You're going to be in South Korea because the Padres... What? And the Dodgers are going to open their 2024 season with a pair of games in South Korea.
Wow. I am there.
Okay. So let me ask you this. Baseball is America's pastime.
Correct.
The Dodgers and the Padres, like this is a big rivalry now in Major League Baseball. What benefit is there for Major League Baseball to open up the season with a hot rivalry and have those games played in South Korea?
I can explain this easily.
Okay.
So think about the proximity of the teams that played in this most recent Mexico City international series. Mm-hmm. It was the San Francisco Giants and actually the San Diego Padres.
Mm-hmm.
So they go down south of the border to Mexico City and they absolutely sell out Helu Stadium down there in Mexico City. I mean, filled to the rafters, tremendous amount of excitement, and it was, at least for game one, a high-scoring affair. There were, I think, 20-plus runs scored between the two teams. And when you have opportunities like that, geographically close to areas, you can expand your fan base or you can appease a fan base because clearly there are Major League Baseball fans down in Mexico. Now, the reason why it makes sense for the Dodgers and the Padres to go out to Korea is because of the influence that the KBO has had in Korea. I mean, Latin America isn't the only feeder to the MLB.
But why open the season there? I understand having maybe an in-season game. It's a long year. What's the, you know, just like the recent series between the Giants.
But you're saying why opening day?
Opening day?
Well, because as we know, opening day doesn't really matter.
Yeah, it does in baseball. Opening day is the most significant day in baseball until what, the All-Star game?
Yes, but opening day doesn't really happen until your team has opening day at their ballpark. So like many teams, in fact, half of the teams in Major League Baseball, on the official opening day of Major League Baseball, half of the teams are on the road, and they are
Hold on. I just got a text from Isaac Lohenkron. ILO. He brings this up. He goes, it'll be the first game for Shohei Ohtani with his new team, either the Padres or the Dodgers.
Well, and there's that. Well, now, Shohei Ohtani is from Japan.
Correct.
But still, it gives Japanese fans an opportunity, which it's a close flight from Tokyo to Seoul, South Korea, I promise you, to get over and see Shohei Ohtani, should he be playing with the Dodgers or the Padres.
Mm-hmm.
So, I mean, look, and Ha Sung Kim is a Korean-born KBO star who came over to the Padres, so there's a lot of interest.
And is a wildly popular player. In San Diego. Absolutely. No question.
So, look, I guess my point is this.
Yeah.
Like, while the NBA obviously is expanding its borders and has for years, taken to having European-born players in their league and foreign-born players, Yao Ming, in their league, they've adopted the idea of it's a world game now. Same thing with the NFL. They got back onto the bandwagon of putting the game out internationally after NFL Europe ceased to exist. You know, they're playing games in Germany again this upcoming season. The Patriots will play in Germany this season. So baseball is just following suit. They've been playing games in London, like I mentioned, Mexico City. You're going to see Major League Baseball do this routinely, I promise you, especially with West Coast teams going out to Asia and playing.
All right. A week from today, potentially, there could be three game sevens in these conference semifinals in the NBA. Which series is most likely to get to a game seven? We'll tell you. This is Fox Sports Sunday.
When it affects your sports world,
it was a bombshell.
We've got it instantly for you.
And it is substantial.
On air.
Woo!
Through social media.
It's going to be huge.
If it happens, we've got it covered.
Did you hear that?
On Fox Sports Radio.
Get in zone, AutoZone.
Welcome to AutoZone. Ah, is your check engine light on? The free Fix Finder service reads your check engine, ABS, and maintenance lights. It even sends a detailed report directly to your email. When you need to get back on the road, AutoZone's free Fix Finder service is here. Get the most complete free warning light report backed by technician-verified fixes. Only at AutoZone.
Get in the zone, AutoZone.
See details at AutoZone.com.
Do you have heart failure and often hear,
those stomach issues ruined your birthday?
You're too tired to play catch, Grandpa.
Sweetie, you haven't touched your tools since the carpal tunnel syndrome diagnosis.
If these seemingly unrelated symptoms sound familiar, talk to your cardiologist and ask about transthyretin amyloid cardiomyopathy, or ATTR-CM, a rare and underdiagnosed disease that gets worse over time. Learn more at connecttoyourheart.com. That's connecttoyourheart.com. Sponsored by Pfizer.
And now, here's a little something that you missed from the Ben Maller Show.
This thing is going to drag on and on.
Here we go.
Did Mike Budenholzer get a raw deal from the Bucks? So I'm shaking my head no on this. I'm going no. I don't believe he got a raw deal. Pearl clutching aside. Big business. I will guarantee you that this came from the very top, that this was an ownership decision. And some fat cat, aristocrat, robber baron, however you want to say it, one of these highfalutin billionaires that owns part of the team, they're like, hey, you embarrassed me. Everyone expected my team to go and win a bunch of playoff games, and you embarrassed me at my cocktail party. We must fire the coach. Coaches are expendable. They always have been. They always will be. More expendable in basketball
than most other sports. Now, hockey's also expendable. Baseball, there used to be a thing in baseball where you were valuable. Not anymore, because it's just a three-ring binder. I'd say of all the sports, football coaches are the most valuable if you've got a good football coach. But the other sports, it's not that important. You know, you're mostly an ambassador. You're mostly dealing with the media and personalities, and you're essentially massaging egos. Players know how to play by the time they get to the top level. So you're expendable, one time. And while it is not ideal, I certainly will agree from an optics standpoint, guess what? There is no good time to find out you are being whacked from your job. If the Bucks were going to do this anyway, I say, based on my life experience, you want to find out.
To get the rest of what Big Ben said, podcast it by searching The Ben Maller Show. And as always, you can hear The Ben Maller Show weekdays from 2 a.m. Eastern, 11 p.m. Pacific, right here on Fox Sports Radio. This is The Herd.
Attention listeners.
With Colin Cowherd.
Because what Baltimore's betting on is that they love Lamar now, but they don't see him as a 15-year player. And the next 5 years are the best 5 years. With Lamar's style and his history of injuries, the Ravens are going to be all in and pay every penny for 5 years. But I've said this repeatedly. Tua is not built to play 15 years. Kyler Murray's not. Bryce Young isn't. Doesn't mean they can't be a great quarterback. Justin Herbert's style and body size, that's a 15-year player or longer. Brady's big, 6'4 and a half, 230. He sat in the pocket. That's built to play 15 years. Because when this contract ends, Lamar's going to be 30. But remember how fast it appeared Big Ben aged, and Cam Newton aged, and Russell Wilson last year aged.
This is The Herd with Colin Cowherd.
Wow.
Weekdays at noon Eastern, 9 a.m. Pacific. This is Two Pros and a Cup of Joe.
We're getting back into it.
I do like how Eric DaCosta pointed out, quote, you don't make a phenomenal football player the highest paid player in the league. You make a phenomenal football player who's also a phenomenal person the highest paid player in the league. I'm not quite sure if that was a direct shot again at the Cleveland Browns in their strategy.
Oh, that was definitely a shot.
Yeah.
That was a nice little shot fired. But Cleveland could fire back, though, and say then you could have gave him a better contract than what we gave right. Deshaun Watson.
Yeah,
so, I mean, for what it's worth, it is what it is.
I don't know, man. Jimmy Haslam got that funny money.
Clearly funny money. Look where he gave it. Take this, Deshaun.
Whatever
take
you
this
need.
Funny money, Deshaun.
Some engraved towels.
Don't worry.
Too.
You'll be okay if you use this on them massages. You're good now.
Oh, God.
Two pros. LeVar Arrington, Brady Quinn, and a cup of Joe. Jonas Knox. 6 a.m. Eastern, 3 a.m. Pacific on Fox Sports Radio. When you wake up, we're already awake.
I got up and I did not shower.
Ew. When you go to sleep, well, we'll be watching.
Whoa, Colin!
Why? Because we're the friend that you can't get rid of.
People really underestimate my willingness to go home.
We're that uncle who won't shut up.
Shut up!
We're the grandparents sharing wisdom.
I have a 27-year-old wife, but I got business.
We're Fox Sports Radio.
All the way live!
The premier sports lineup in the nation. FS1. To find FS1 on your television, go to foxsports.com for details. FS1.
Sixers ball, 1:40 to go. Embiid is posting Smart. Smart all up on Joel. Up and under by Embiid. Off the glass, up and in. And Smart with a foul. And Embiid leans over.
That is Sixers Radio Network right there as they are leading the Celtics 59-50 at the half. And that's our Progressive Play of the Day brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Progressive makes bundling easy and affordable. Get a multi-policy discount by combining your motorcycle, RV, boat, ATV, and more. All your protection in one place. Bundle and save at Progressive.com. Want to thank the guys today and the ladies as we thank... Iowa Sam. We were just looking at caps Bo, our brilliant producer, is wearing a Mariners cap. Is that a Mariners cap?
Yes, it is.
And we are sampling the Seattle Pilots cap. Okay. A lot of people do not know that the Milwaukee Brewers' first season, they were the Seattle Pilots.
I did not know that.
Yeah, the there was expansion in baseball, four teams in 1969, the San Diego Padres, the Montreal Expos, which are now the Washington Nationals, the Kansas City Royals, and the Seattle Pilots, who after one season moved to Milwaukee to become the Brewers after they were bought by a guy named Bud Selig.
Yeah.
Sort of cool caps back in the day. Monsi, by the way, tremendous job today,
Monsi. Leading all school.
And one thing I love about Monsi is that she's not shy to speak her mind on any subject matter.
Fair.
That's
yes.
fair. Yeah.
Monsi was just
yes.
doing some scores just out of the blue.
Yeah.
I put
yeah.
her mic up and there was just scores being read.
So that's okay.
Shouting.
I like that.
It was probably my update.
Yeah, I know.
We actually with our new
yelling.
System here in the new studios.
We're still learning things.
We have to understand that if you push a certain button, it may actually lead to some level of embarrassment.
Yes.
Of course.
Yeah.
Yes.
Of course.
Yeah.
No,
let's push all those buttons.
If you push the wrong button, somebody could be on the air that isn't thinking they're on the air.
Yeah, I've made several mistakes.
I want to just say that I thought at first the ejector seats were silly, but now I understand them.
Yes.
Because I can't wait to employ this on Monsi.
Yes. Very, very good.
Thank you.
Okay, let's talk about potential game sevens. By the way, we could be sitting here a week from today with three game sevens. The Phoenix-Denver series would have a Game 7 a week from today. The Sixers-Celtics would have a Game 7 a week from today. And the Lakers-Warriors would have a Game 7 a week from today. The Miami Knicks series, if it goes to Game 7, would be on Monday, the following day, on the 15th. So if I'm looking at these four series right now, all of them 2-1 series after three games, Rich.
Yes.
Which series do you believe is most likely to get to a game seven?
I mean, is this even a question?
Mm.
I mean, come on. We know which one. It's Warriors-Lakers.
Wow.
Now, again, I'm not one of these people who it's like, oh, the NBA script writers are busy again, and I'm not saying that. But let's put it this way. If there is a game of more interest from the standpoint of the size of the markets who are involved and also the avidness of the fan bases to go seven games, which would be the most beneficial for the NBA?
Well, the most beneficial, you leave out the biggest draw. LeBron versus Steph.
Well, that's my point.
I mean, these are still, I'm not saying they're the two best players in the league, but they're the two biggest stars in the league.
There's no question. So, Steve, I'm not saying that officials are in the pocket of the league to make sure that certain.
Well, why not?
I'm just going to say, if there's a way to finally tune the officiating in these games so that we have seven games. I think that's the game where I could, or the series where I could.
Well,
see
I
maybe
would
that
say probably the second then would be Boston Philly.
Well, yeah. Yeah. Those are two enormous fan bases.
I mean, Denver Phoenix. Yeah. Let's get that one over as quickly as possible.
Let's get to game five.
And the Knicks-Miami. I love how they've been trying to play up the rivalry between the Knicks and the Heat, and they keep showing Jeff Van Gundy grabbing the leg. You remember?
Oh, right, yeah.
Yeah, like that's that doesn't make a rivalry when you have Jeff Van Gundy grabbing a leg. That just doesn't quite do it. I would agree with
Never
you.
Never forget.
So that would be the schedule. I agree. I think we'll have at least one game seven, but I'm going to be bold enough to say there will be at least two game sevens.
Look at you going out on the limb.
When we come back on next Sunday. All right. So right now, Philadelphia leading this game against Boston. Later, we got Denver and Phoenix. It's a very busy time of the year, which is a good excuse for you to stay right where you are. Keep it right here. This is Fox Sports Radio.
Hey, it's Jonas Knox. I just learned Discover credit cards do something pretty awesome. At the end of your first year, they automatically double all the cash back you've earned. That's right. Everything you earned, doubled. All the cash back from eating at your favorite soup dumpling restaurant, doubled. All the cash back from that trip where you sort of learned how to snowboard, also doubled. And the best part, you don't have to do anything ridiculous to get it. Nope, Discover does it automatically. Seriously, though, see terms and check it out for yourself at discover.com/match.
Without the ones like you, who work tirelessly to keep things running, everything would suddenly stop. Hospitals, factories, schools, and power plants, they all depend on you. No matter the weather, emergency, or time of day, you're the ones who get it done. At Grainger, we're here for you with professional-grade industrial supplies. Count on real-time product availability and fast delivery. Call, clickgrainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
FS1. To find FS1 on your television, go to foxsports.com for details. FS1. Now, here's a taste of something that you missed from the Doug Gottlieb Show.
Gotta have it. It's great.
I have great sympathy towards Chris Paul. I understand that there have been times in which he could be, let's just say, edgy. A lot of people don't like him. But are you kidding me with another injury? He's going to keep him out of another playoff series and probably end up leading to their demise. And I don't know if they would have won this series without him, but he pulls his groin like, are you kidding? Yes, it was completely predictable. He's a little bit older. He's smaller. He's generally like soft tissue injury prone. But like, so the question, are you sympathetic towards Chris Paul? Here's why I would have sympathy for him, guys. If you've watched how he's evolved, it's even more so than LeBron, right? Like he's a all-time great point guard, a tremendous player. And yet at this stage in his career, he's taking on a completely different role for the betterment of the team. Like, he doesn't dominate the ball. He lets everybody else handle it. He plays that. Occasionally, he'll attack, and he'll do those things. He used to be a great defender, albeit undersized, but he would now they kind of hide him. Like, he did all the right things in terms of sacrificing for the betterment of the team for this one last kind of super team sort of run, and again, his body let him down. I don't know. I hate the idea that you walk away going, yeah, but if so-and-so was healthy. Like, I just want the better team to win, so there is no doubt. I'm a fairness guy. I know life and sports is not fair. I am sympathetic towards Chris Paul.
To get the rest of what Doug said, podcast it by searching the Doug Gottlieb Show.
100.9 FM, the Doug Gottlieb Show, weekdays at 3 Eastern, noon Pacific, Fort Wayne, right here, Indiana,
on Fox Sports Radio.
Fort Wayne Sports Station.
Here we go.
Steve Covino.
Ooh.
Rich Davis.
Yes.
This is Covino and Rich.
Russell Westbrook said if the Lakers win, he wants a ring.
He deserves one technically, but that's a weird thing to slip out publicly,
isn't
right?
Isn't he going
to
get one anyway if they won? So why would he put that out there like that? But it's kind of funny that he's throwing it out there that he wants it. I mean, I would too if I was him, but.
Yeah, but do you really, though? Like, I think about.
Yeah, I might want it.
All right, for instance, in 86, when I was a little boy, George Foster, who was a legend for the Reds and the Mets, like, George Foster hit bombs. Didn't click with that team, and they let him go in the very beginning of the year, but he's considered.
I remember my 1986 George Foster Topps baseball card. I think he's wearing sunglasses in that baseball card.
I think he's wearing fake sideburns, because were those real? I mean, jeez. That guy had mutton chops. That's why I think, like, Russ, really? You were part of the problem, not the answer.
Covino and Rich, weekdays at 5 p.m. Eastern, 2 p.m. Pacific, on Fox Sports Radio.
My favorite.
Dan Patrick. When excellence meets hard work.